Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again,
Hello, hello, everyone. Tonight, Tail's not in. He'll be in a little bit. I'm running the board for him. I put the hand up. Go ahead. Please open up your mic. Put your hand up for your one mic.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Everybody, tonight this is Ted Russo show, and we'll get the show started. He'll be in a little bit, but I wanted to talk on the subject tonight. Little Mississippi Joe show last night, and heard some guys basically getting on BET, but I think BET is BET. A little bit about that, and let's talk about some racing going on. I think we got. Wick, let me see if we can get Wick on here. Hey, Wick?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's happening, Wick? What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much, man. It's Ted running the show tonight. Tay will be on here. Take the wife out to dinner real quick.
Oh, okay.
What you know good? What you know good, brother?
No, I ain't doing nothing but just actually been watching the live feed from Vidalco. Watching that a little bit and messing around the shop. So we really ain't doing that much this morning.
How's the race going on down there?
Well, it's been looking pretty good. It's packed. It's packed house, so it looks like they're having a pretty good show down there, man.
Okay.
I just been off and on watching.
Okay. Yeah, I see you had a good show last week yourself over at a Big Drag's place.
We had a damn good time over there.
I was watching the video. I was watching the video last night when I got in. I'm off the road.
Yeah, I hadn't even seen the video. Which one you looking at?
Gun and Pick put it up.
Oh, okay.
Pick put it up. Hey, I got a question for you. I was talking to Duck and Law this week. They gave me a call. They're saying they got screwed out of a race. Where? Did you see? Over in Alabama. You can clearly see where him and the guy raced to the eighth, and eighth light didn't come on, but the quarter mile light came on.
Right. Yep.
Blind man could have seen that. Yeah, Montgomery. Yeah, blind man could have seen that.
Yeah. And they didn't get paid?
No, he went ahead and paid the guy. He said he went ahead and paid him to keep it down, but he said that, you know, it was a bunch of BS.
Yeah, that happened between Big Wayne and Keenan, I heard.
You said it happened with who again?
Big Wayne and Kimo. I think they had that situation going on with them.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah, they need to do something about that. They need to do something about that. Like I told Kimo and Big Wayne, you know, if the light didn't come on and you know you got beat, you know, a good sportsman would go ahead and pay the bet off. But, you know,
right.
Big Wayne and Kimo had a stiff saying that if the eighth light didn't come on, that they would do the race over. So you really can't blame Wayne for wanting to go by, you know, wanting to stand by the stiff that they made.
Right. Completely. I agree with Wayne too. He made the stiff. That's why I said you got to be careful on the stiffs you make.
Right.
Hey,
give me 1 second. I'm on mute. I'm gonna
all right.
Plug my phone.
We got caller 205. Okay, we got caller 251533. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Kev?
What's happening, brother?
Hey, nothing, man. What's going on, Wick?
Wick just got off for a quick second, man. He just got off for a quick second. He just had to do something he said real quick. You got any comments on or anything you want? Anything you want to get off your chest tonight, man? That's one thing I want to do on the show. Anybody got anything to get off their chest, please open your mic. And let's talk
Kev.
About it. But,
I want to get something off my chest, man. You act like you don't know who this is.
Who is it?
It's Sleepy, man. What's going on?
What's up, Sleepy? I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. I'm just getting in the house, man. I owe you an apology, and I tried to call you, Sleep. I apologize to you, brother.
Yeah, I was trying to get over the wood. I supposed to got with him today, man. I wanted to tell him a little incident came up. I was going to give him a call tomorrow. I guess he probably get back on. I was supposed to meet with today, but something
yeah,
came
I'm
up.
I'm on, Sleepy.
Yeah, I had a little thing going today with my daughter. I had to beat it down at college, man. And, I didn't get a chance to call you. I'm just getting back in myself, man. So I want to apologize to you for that.
It's all good. Whenever
but
you
I,
get a chance, you know that
college,
some kids first.
Right. So I definitely want to apologize to you, man. I'll tell you, as soon as I get back for more time, I'll come back and get with you on what we're talking about.
Okay.
All right, that's all, Kev. I ain't have much, man. I just wanted to holler with him and apologize to him because I supposed to talk to him about some business today and I didn't get a chance to make it.
Okay. Hey, you know I tried to call you. You told me to call you, and I did call you the next day, but I know you got a busy schedule, too, so I didn't want you to think I didn't call you, too,
Steve. All right, I hate I missed y'all calling
yeah,
me.
Call
y'all called me last week to call in on the show, man, but I was at Montgomery with them, man. I was on that line. I couldn't hear that phone ringing.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. I was talking to Big Man over at Duck and the Law. He called me this week. I asked him if I see that video about them losing that race and what I thought about it. There's two questions I got on this. Maybe you guys help me out. You know, a lot of these tracks, people going to say to track rules and stuff, but I think in this grudge game, seriously, we need to get our own officials so they can call the race. Because a lot of guys are getting upset, and they say, you know, they let the tracks call these calls. And the guy said, well, he don't really know nothing about grudge racing and blah, 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 you know. My thing is I would like to see us have our own officials in, you know what I'm saying, at our races, you know, to where we do have a problem, they can make that call, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm about to let Wood after that, man, because I don't think, you know, let people just bring in their own official to call the shots that they track, man. That's something maybe Wood probably can answer better than I could.
What was the question?
Well, you know, we get a lot of calls where say, for instance, you know, guys that have them racing, they say track rules, and then they go back and let the track make the decision. But then some guys get upset saying, well, you know, these people understand our grudge racing. You know, they don't understand what we in the grudge racing with the calls, the stints or anything. They don't understand all that stuff. Do you think that we should start getting our own, guys, I'm just out there sleeping. I'm not putting you out there, but saying, like, say, Sleep. He's an official. Nobody know who the exact official calls the race that particular day. But saying, you know, he might be in tower or he might be, you know, somewhere, whatever. Do you think we should start looking into something like that with these grudge races now?
Yeah, I think we need to at least ask what are the track rules when we get there and find out, you know, what are the track rules, first of all. Get the two guys that's grudge racing and ask them what were the track rules. But one thing I was telling BET that I think we need to start doing that they don't do, and I think it'll help a lot, and he didn't agree with me on it. I think they need to start using the auto start in grudge racing.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Complain
that way.
About people burn them down and this and that and all that, and that will kill all of that, you know.
Right, but it can cause some problems. It can cause some problems.
You get in. If you don't, you automatically red light you. So I think they really need to start using that in grudge racing, in which they say, you know, they don't and it ain't good. I don't know why it wouldn't be good when a guy can take all the time he want in grudge racing. Actually, in grudge race, you can take all the time you want to come into life.
Just
because I know when I ran Dunye for the Monday, when we left Fat Tuesday and it rained us out, it took Dunye 8 seconds to come in.
Right. And I think that's what I think that's what we need to, you know, we need to bring in. Can give me 1 second. I want to see this is my partner, Clark Tyson. Hey, Tyson,
okay.
Is you? Hello? Tyson. Hello? Okay, guys, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just thought that was Tyson.
Yeah, but I really think we need to start using the auto start. That way can't nobody burn nobody down. Can't nobody say he took too long coming in. You know, when three lights are on, three bulbs are on, you know you got 7 seconds to get in or it's going to red light you.
Yes, sir. Well, Sleep, you've been racing for years, too. What you think about that on the start?
I agree with Whit 100%, man. I agree with Whit. Well, I mean, a lot of other people might not agree, but I agree with Whit. That's why I told you to run that question about Whit, because, like I said, Whit, pretty knowledgeable in the good game, you know, so I figure, you know, whatever he says, should be done, man.
Yeah, if you're going to argue about, hey, you took too long coming in, you burnt me down, and all that, I mean, it seemed like it would be it would make sense to me just to go ahead and have the auto start and let everybody know it's on, you know. Hey, the auto start is on. This is a grudge race. You got 7 seconds, you know. If you don't, it's going to red light you. That's the rule. That's the track rule. That way you ain't got, because, I mean, I can get up there and take 15 seconds to get in if I want to.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, and all it's going to do is start a confusion between me and the guy I'm racing, you know.
Right. And I think that's one of the things that we're trying to keep down in the grudge game is start getting some, you know, a little bit more organization, you know. My thing is I like to see, and I think it should happen in all tracks, you should have a driver's meeting. Call all drivers and say, hey, we're doing an auto start. Have your stints and everything, you know, clarified with your VP man. So, you know, we don't have all these problems that we're starting, you know, little simple problems. I think it can be avoided.
True.
Yeah, you're right. Find out what the track rules is for sure. Because, you know, our track rules, I know if you cross the center lane, you red light, you hit the wall, and you lose.
That's right. You know, and yeah. I think that's I I think that's a very valid point to bring up, you know, because it would just stop some of the BS, you know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
That way a driver gets an understanding of what's going on. You know, you may get one guy who may touch the line getting loose, and then, you know, he go past him or he's still behind him. He said, no, he lost. Well, you need to clarify it first. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what we need to get that to cover.
Right. And then in Holly Springs, I know they got cameras where they can roll the camera back. We had a guy, the Arkansas guys ran Squirrel over there, Poor Boy Racing. And one of the fans had stepped in the light. And we actually thought that Arkansas guys, one of their guys had did it. But actually it was a fan, and we went back and looked at the camera, and they rolled the camera back. And one of the fans, that's why it's not good to have all those people up on the line, you know, which you ain't going to be able to stop hitting good.
That's another thing Men's Sponsor was talking about that this week. Yeah, we need to bring that up, too. A lot of these people at these races, they don't understand a driver's point of view. He doing a burnout, car rollout, car shoots to the left and hit somebody, hurt somebody.
Right.
And somebody get hurt, man, that's hard for somebody in the country to go home and think about. You know?
You're right.
I was telling a story to Slouch when I was a kid. My dad was racing back in the 70s at Milan. And I think it was the Winter Nationals. And it wasn't his turn to race, so we was all up in the stands with him. And it was a funny car. And guy was standing there. Guy thought everything was okay. The guy with the clear car hit the guy. The guy flew in the air like 20 feet, came down, bam. You know, I've seen it also where a funny car backed into the tower, and he just hit the tower. It was just, you know, it was just running, and they couldn't stop the car. And finally, you know, I guess the driver got knocked out. I don't remember how I was a kid, but this is what people don't understand with these cars. You know, what could possibly happen? We don't want nobody to get hurt.
Right. Well, I know we was in Texas, and I can't think of the name of that crew. It's a nice Camaro they had. I think Little Daryl, and them, or something like that. But his tire actually swelled up and blew the whole quarter pounder off. And, I mean, shit, it went everywhere. Fiberglass and shit went everywhere. And luckily, didn't nobody get hurt. It was one of the Tommy Dog shows. It was a packed house, good show, nice race. And he had already said that he thought his tire was too big for his tub. He had mentioned that to us when we was standing in the staging lane. And, I mean, he went up there and he burned that thing out, and it blew the whole quarter pounder off it. It knocked the rear end away from up under the car. I mean, it blew the door off, everything. There on the doing a burnout.
Right.
What
if that happens to a fan?
Right. Under Montgomery, we was having problems with fans bothering the tuners and saying stuff to people. Now that's one thing I really don't like. When you up here trying to get this car ready, I mean, my guys couldn't even look and see what the car doing. You know, you got a guy, a chassis man, maybe behind the car trying to see what kind of move the car making. You know, safety reasons too. And you got all these people up on the line. They can't even look and see what the car doing. Then we blowing the tires off. You got guys laughing at you. I just don't feel like there's nothing funny to be laughing about. I ain't saying don't rag on me, you know, about racing, but if I'm up here trying to get my car right, I don't think it's funny if we blowing the tires off and can't get down the track. That means you ain't going to see a good race, to be honest with you. So, give these guys a chance to get their cars tuned in. Kind of don't, you know, be all in their faces laughing at them all. You know, you need to pay the punk out and this and that. That way they can give them a chance to try to make a good race, you know, for the fans. You know what I'm saying? I'm not crying about it. You know, if they don't, you know, they don't. But I just think it would be good for the tuners and for the team to have room up there. Now, you got guys up there betting. Ain't nothing wrong with them, you know. They're fine. But it's the guys that's it's the haters, really, to be honest with you.
Right.
It's the haters that's up there that's in the way. But now, if you got a guy up there gambling, betting, trying to make him a little money, bet a little money on each car, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. In which he can get hurt on the line too, but that's just brutal.
Right, right.
But do you
think that where it comes into, even if you make it a bet, you know, stand behind the car after the car is going to burn out, you know, I mean,
right.
The thing of it is, I'm thinking that is somebody's going to get hurt one day, and it's going to be terrible. And it's going to make us look bad as grudge racers, as a group.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something about it. I mean, they've been talking about doing something about it for years, but I don't know what they're going to do to stop, you know, the crowd in line, you know, up on the line. I don't know how they're going to be able to control that. I mean, I just don't know. Because that's just a part of grudge racing, you know.
Well, I kind of think that I'm with you, too. They're going to start doing something about it. But if someone gets hurt, then, you know, rather than I see nobody get hurt, you know, over something stupid. You know, they don't understand, you know, the horsepower these cars make, or you know, these cars do funny things. People understand that, you know. When you're in a car, you know, you praying to God it goes straight and everything going right, you know.
Yeah, well, actually, when we was in Texas, they don't let you go up on it. You know, they don't let you go past the water box. That's why it wasn't a lot of people up there for a lot of people to get hurt, because they don't let you go they don't let you go past the water box.
Maybe that's something we need to incorporate what Texas is doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and I know at the house of you know, they don't let you go past the water box, but I mean, you know, you get a bunch of guys that run up past these guys who's doing their job, trying to keep them back, and they just can't keep everybody back at one time, you know. So you get guys up on the line over there too, but over in Holly Springs, we trying to keep them. You know, I've been trying to keep them back. It's just hard to keep them back, you know, when you got a bunch of guys that don't want to listen and just want to do what they want to do, don't care nothing about getting hurt or nobody else getting hurt.
Damn. But if people go back and you're on the radio listening, you go back a couple of years ago, they was down at No Problem Dragway in Louisiana at a Pink All Out race. And had the camera down watching a guy do a burnout. The yoke chest needs a car, busted him in the head. Busted him in the forehead, bleeding everywhere. And that's what we're trying to explain to you. But anything can happen to these cars. It's not because we want it to happen, but it can happen.
Yeah, it can happen. I know I started getting back. I had a piece of rubber hit me in the eye. And I said, I really felt. That's when I realized that somebody really can get hurt real bad. Because, I mean, it hurt me bad.
A piece of rubber hit me at Mountain Dragway. Bust me in the head. It hurt like hell.
Yeah, that rubber hurts like hell. So, you know, I don't know, you know. Maybe next year somebody can come up with something, you know. If dog listening, you know, maybe dog can buzz in and give an input on what, you know, what can be done or what we might can do. But I really wanted to see what dog said about that auto start thing, too, if he was on. I know a lot of people probably saying I sound crazy for saying that, you know, they need to use auto start, but I really think we need it. I've been saying it. It's not nothing I just thought about. I've been saying it, you know, because...
Right.
I mean, a man can burn you down as long as he won't, actually, in grudge racing. What can be done? Who going to do what?
That ain't crazy, Rick. That makes a lot of sense, man. That ain't talking crazy. That like you said, that ain't all that BS about hollering somebody burning you down. I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, who am I? But I'm just saying, you know, that makes sense to me.
Now, you somebody ground for pound here. You do a lot of grudging. But at the same time, I feel like if a man say that he don't want the auto start, I feel like he might be one of the guys that like to play. And
right.
That's the problem. We don't like to play. We to go on in and go and get the race. We don't want to win no race because we played with you at the light and you didn't cut a good light or we tried to burn you down. I'd rather go ahead and just, you know, I've lost plenty of races going into the race knowing this car is faster than mine. But when I tell somebody
I'm a true grudge racer, that's what to that, though. You're a true grudge racer, man. I done watched you quite a bit this year, man. And like you said, hey, if you ain't getting in the ring, you can't win or lose if you don't get in the ring. So once you get in the ring, you're going to do one or two that's win or lose. So It ain't about how many times you win or how many times you lose. It's just bringing action to the game. That's what it's about.
Right. A lot of these guys lock in knowing they didn't want to race this person no way. When I lock you in, I want to race you. I mean, ain't no I want to pay the punk out. I ain't saying I won't never pay the punk out, but it'll be because the car is broke. We done broke something that we can't fix or something like that, you know, some safety going on with the car. It'll be something like that if I don't pay it. You know, I won't pay it if the car is going down the track. If the car making a clean pass, I won't pay it, whether that car looks faster than mine or not, because I came to race him, and that's what I came to do, you know.
Well, it was my money to come watch y'all in Montgomery, man. Like I said, you know, y'all was having a problem with Candy Cane. Y'all couldn't really get it to really do what y'all wanted it to do, but still you went ahead and ran the car anyway, so I commend you for that, you know.
Yeah, because I called. When we locked in, I told I wanted to race them. That's what I wanted to do, you know. So it wasn't no sense of me getting over there saying, hey, I'm going to pay the punk out. You fast. I went in that race for 70-30. I had a 30% chance of winning that race. It wasn't 50-50. And
it just grudge racing, that's all I can say. That's it, I was there. We got one caller coming in, 3-1, there you go, I'm sorry fellas, it just popped up, man, all right, go ahead guys. Yeah, but like I said, it just grudge racing, you know, like dogs was grudge racing over there, human beings, shit, they came out to run the Trayvon car,
and that's what they came over there to do. I mean, they didn't come over there to do. I mean, they didn't win, but they raced.
They raced twice. So, Tony Deuce.
You know, action is the main objective, I think, that we need to push in the grudge game. The people on the starting line and action, because everybody rag on the guy that lose, but if he don't get up beside the guy that win, it won't be no race. It won't be no action. So
exactly,
we need to push action. I know ground for pound, they bring in action all the time, every time I see them. So, you know, action is what we really need to stress in the grudge game, because this thing is going, you know, it's getting bigger. To me, it's getting bigger, you know.
Right.
And if we can get a lot of these guys that's not racing to race, they'll realize that we need them. I mean, we actually need them.
I'd like to congratulate my crew, too, man. They won the shootout in Iowa. That's why they won at the Montgomery race, because they had a prior engagement to go to Iowa, and they won the ground the pound, won the shootout in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was there representing ground the pound in Montgomery.
That Tate race?
I don't know who
race was. You guys have one more call, 313-7173. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Kevin? What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Shaking bacon in the house. What's up? Is that Sleepy out here in the background?
That's him shaking bacon. What's up, baby?
What's up, my nigga?
Ain't nothing, man. Just chat with my guy, Wiz and Kev, you know, chopping it up like my racing. You know how we do it.
I hear you. Showing that love. I ain't seen you and talked to you in a while, man. You been all right?
Yes, sir. Trying to get with my man, Wiz, man. I got something I'm trying to get together here, man. Wiz said he's going to help me out, man. So I'm trying to go there and check my guy, Wiz, out so I can get, like I said, get action, bring more action to the game.
I hear you. What's up,
Wit? Hey, what's up, Shaking Bang? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. It's first time we got a chance to shoot the breeze, man. I heard you all the time, but we ain't never got a chance to kick it.
Oh, yeah, man. I've heard you on a few times. What you got going?
Man, I'm sitting back. Kevin called me, told me to get in. I'm going to come show him some love and stuff. Just come from a car show. Some of the brothers had one on the east side.
Oh, okay. What do you think about the AutoStar thing?
Man, I think that would be a pretty good reason to have the AutoStar, man, because of the fact that when guys get in there and they want us to play games, that would eliminate that bull crap. Now, I can see guys playing tricks and games and everything right before the race, but when you cut that light on and that bell, all trickery should stop. It should be the cars and the driver.
Right. Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
You're right.
They're waiting on somebody's car to overheat and burn them down. Man, it should have stopped way before that.
Yeah, that's a safety hazard. I think
exactly.
A race in Michigan with, I don't know, I think it was Johnny Quick or somebody, and the guy went in, and he was waiting on the other guy to come in, and he went in slow, and the other guy just got off his brake and just took off because he felt like his safety. He felt like his life, you know.
Exactly.
But it you know, now to think about it, it is a safety issue. Somebody leave you on the trans brake 10 seconds. Come on, man. That can blow your converter up and somebody can get hurt.
Yeah, turbos and supercharged don't like to sit there and wait.
Right.
They sit there and get hot, man, and let's ride and puke a line out. Now we sit down, we got to clean the track for another 45 minutes. But like I say, the trickery stuff, when you're talking crap on the phone, yeah, you get a guy to get off his game. But once you drive that car up and get in them bugs, no more trick.
And I agree, guys, 100%. You know, I know this is garage racing, but we just need a little bit of organization. We need a little bit of, you know, to keep the BS down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, like you know, we were talking about, you know, people standing up there. I think that's excellent, man. We need to move people back because something happens. You know, that's gonna be on somebody's conscience, man. You know?
It is, dude. It is. You know, you catch the lug nut in your eye and you lay it down for the rest of your life, man. That ain't no good feeling. What I've been seeing us do a lot is they're allowing those guys to stand in the pit area a little bit too much. We should police our own selves. I know it's kind of hard getting black people to do it, but we need to police our own selves and pick some guys, some veterans. Say, man, hey, we need to get these guys out of here. Lil Tony tried to do it the last two NOETs. It's hard trying to get somebody to do it at 131. Now, somebody mentioned, well, if we had police in there, these guys would back on up. Yeah, but we don't need to get police. We should be able to police ourselves.
Right. We're just trying to organize. You know, we're not trying to be, you know, somewhat we get a bad rep. But then, too, we get a good rep. You know, I just want to see it, you know.
Last long.
Or just, yeah, you know, when it comes to that point to where drivers on the line, and say, for instance, Wick has a program, and I'll give you an example. Wick has a racing team. What if Wick is sitting there, and he's trying to motion to his guy to shut the car off because he sees a nitrous leak underneath the car, and somebody's standing the way around the car, Wick can't get to his guy. And something happens. So now you got, either just give an example, you got a nitrous fire, backfire, we can blow up, and somebody gets burnt. So now,
mm-hmm.
Are we the problem? You know, are we the problem because we asked you guys to stand back? But then here's also, we got his driver in the car, he couldn't get his driver time, now his driver may got his arm burnt or, you know, some injuries done to him because we couldn't get to him in time because somebody's standing there? No, that's not, no. Mm-hmm.
I just think
you know, it's 100% right. We need to, you know, we're asking people, you know, please stand back, you know, get a courtesy to the guys that are racing. You know what I mean? Is those guys' money up on the line? Those guys' cars up on the line? And yes, as fans and as racers too, you know, respect each other. But people understand, I don't care if you got a 13-second car to a 4-second car. That's your
mm-hmm.
money tied up in the car. It's very expensive to maintain those cars. People don't understand that.
Okay,
and
we know the injuries that can happen. Let me run this across you fellas. If we hire anybody at that track that's a racer or a spectator to be a security, there ain't gonna be no good security. We need to hire somebody outside that can follow the rules. Somebody don't know jack shucks about racing. Hire them. Come in here, man. I want you to keep all these fellas back. We got three on this side, three on that side. Y'all team up. You're going to get paid a certain amount of money. You don't get paid if you get these if these guys come in.
Well, how about we do it this way? How about we rope it off? How about we rope it off?
Kevin, they got fence at Milan. These niggas push the fence over.
Okay. Oh, that is right. Milan do put the fence up.
Mm-hmm. That's how Pops got put out because he pushed the cake back and went in there and took pictures, and he got banned from the track for a year. I'm just throwing this up as a suggestion. I think if we get some outside people,
hello?
I think if we got some outside people, that would probably work better.
Even if we got, I agree with you saying, but I also agree, too, that even if some racers took the time out of being racing to help police it, because, they understand what it takes to run that car, what it takes to do, hey, man, can you stand back, please, can you stand back, or... we got to come up with some type of device that we truly got to deal with, because someone's going to end up getting hurt, and we don't want to see it.
Yeah, I'm 100% behind you, man. I don't want to see nobody get hurt, because
right.
if it's a little kid, and they get hurt serious, their mama. What the hell are they doing? Why y'all let this happen? I'm going to call the police, and we don't need no negativity, because drag racing is already in on the tip of their tongue.
Exactly.
We don't need no negativity at all with this. We need to police ourselves.
Exactly. And I think that's what we were talking about earlier. We're talking about even us, having our own officials to a certain extent. We don't have to have a starter. We just run a track starter. But, for a race being called and being judged, like Wick was saying, they have a recorder there. To where they can see what happened, it's not the video guy, but it's the actual recorder the track owns, so they can do a replay. So okay, well, this is what happened. This is what didn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now that's a good idea to keep down confusion. It's always worth a few dollars to add, to buy a camera system and put in there and to keep that mess down. Because you don't want no arguing and fussing and fighting over, you got a little bit too much money at stake. And to keep that bull crap down, man, it'll be a plus.
Yeah, exactly. It's just keeping it down, keeping the ruckus down, it just gets to the point to where, we got a good thing going on. Guys, let's not mess it up. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good reason not to have the auto start on. These guys betting all his money and stuff, and then you get a guy get up there and he take 10 seconds or 8 to 9, 10 seconds to get in, and the other guy let his motor down. Shit, man, you got guys betting 1,000, 300, 400, 700, 800,
right.
Bill money, light bill money, and you got guys that come to the track and hustle the cars too now.
Exactly.
They got guys come there to make money off the cars, They come specifically for that.
Right.
I think the auto start needs to start next year. Let everybody know auto start is on. If you try to burn somebody down, it ain't happening. It just ain't happening. It shouldn't take nobody that long to get in unless he got some problems.
Right.
I had never told now one of my guys to burn them down or go in slow. I think that'll throw them off. I had never told them that, so I ain't finna even start it. I let them go in the race like they've been doing it,
Yes, sir. And I totally agree on that, it really truly needs to come to an end. Like I said, we need to get some more organization, amongst us and show that this sport is growing. It's a whole new thing where, we all used to street race, but I think what happens is, we moved it to where we got it organized now in a safe manner, and I think we want to keep it as a safe manner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, you know, okay. So who? We need a secretary that can write this stuff down. So if I come to your track, Wick,
mm-hmm.
how would I find out about these track rules and these grudge racing rules?
You come to me and you say, hey, what are the track rules to this track? Could you, and me and you go up to the tower, or we go to the tower and I get the track manager to come down and explain to me what are the track rules. And he tell me, you, and the person you racing, the track rules, you know.
So we need.
How about we do a driver's meeting and just explain everybody at one time.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, what we could do is start posting it. Have them type it out and post it under the tower, and you can put it on the web. You know, each track, they can put it on their web. What are the track rules? And you'll know before you even get there. Go on the web.
Right.
Look at the track rules. And you'll even know before you even get there and post it under the tower. And then that way everybody will know.
That's my point. So when somebody new comes to that track, you can either look on the internet, or we need like a vice president, somebody to go to, man. Go to Sleepy, go to Wick and find out what the rules is, or go up to the tower. And then once you understand the rules, it's less argument.
Right.
But I think where that problem's gonna come into, you said a great thing, but where that problem's gonna come into, where I just wanna say an example. We used to go to a race years ago, called the Soul National in Indianapolis. A guy named Mr. Willie used to run it, may God rest his soul, and they had a driver's meeting. He called all the drivers over before the race started, he explained what was going on, blah 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 blah, blah, and everybody knew what was going on. I mean, at that particular time, you know, it was payouts. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't grudge, but it was payouts. All we're doing is, as you and Wick are saying, if we have a driver's meet, say for instance, driver's meet starts at 11 o'clock that morning. Racing starts at 1. Wick is standing there. Shake is standing there with the manager, and they're explaining to them, look, guys, these track rules. You got the 7-second light is on, auto start is on. If you got a problem with that, please come address us. So if you don't want a 7-second start, and you and your guy you're racing agree to it, but we need to know so we don't have no problems, then we'll do that for you. But yet still, with Wick is saying, the burn downs are starting to come to a problem. People are pointing fingers at people. It needs to stop. You guys got the floor.
Okay. So I think it'll work. We just need to put our heads together and come up with some ideas. For every, like Lil Tony giving a race October the 5th, he should have a go-to man that's going to stipulate all the rules. So when me and Kevin get ready to race, we need to go to him and verify all the rules and put our steps in. So it won't be no more.
Right. Right, but I heard with Tony number starting also
what can, what can we call that guy? Give me a name so I can run this by Lil Tony when I talk to him. A grudge official. We can call a grudge official.
Is that what we call him, Wick? You've been in the game for a long time.
That sounds good. Grudge official. Grudge rule official.
So me and Sleepy got to go see the grudge official before we get our race on. So we can verify all the rules and steps.
That's perfect. That sounds perfect.
Yep. And that's what Tony has been doing. Him and Slosh have been doing that because they don't want to have problems with people not paying payouts.
Right. Let me give you an example why we need that. Because Montgomery, at drag race, I ran Turbo 10. Let me explain to y'all. Something that I knew what was going on, but I knew it would play. I knew it would work itself out. When we went in, if you go look at the race, his guy couldn't get the boost up, and it took him a long time. Long story short, they thought we burnt them down, and they was very upset about it. And then you got other people that betted money and lost, and you know, kind of throw wood in the fire. Oh yeah, they burnt you down. And this and that, and me and Tim me and Turbo had been having a grudge relationship ever since we met. And it's been a good one. We race every time we see each other. And
right.
I was kind of upset because here you got a man telling me I'm a cheater. You know what I'm saying? And then
right.
he's kind of upset because this man has been testing, been getting his car ready, spending a lot of money on his car, traveling. He just had wrecked it. And, you know, these cars will frustrate the shit out you to where you say, damn, you say almost anything to anybody. And so, you know, I was kind of upset myself, but I played it, you know. I said, well, this guy spent a lot of money on this car. Then he was going into a race where he knew he thought he had it won. That really frustrates you. You see what I'm saying? When I made my pass and he made his pass looked better than mine. So he was really going into a race where he really kind of think he had us covered. You see what I'm saying? So when that actually happened, they gave him an attitude to where, yeah, you did cheat me. Because he was already, you know, frustrated because he'd been working with the car, messing with the car, and he finally got the car right. You know what I'm saying? But what I did, I just laid back, which I wanted to, you know, I really had an attitude about it too, because, you know, when somebody calls you a cheater and you know that ain't what you in the game for and that ain't what you do, then, you know, you have an attitude too, you know. So what I did, I laid back and I said, he'll come around. He'll realize that ain't me. And that's what happened. You know, he locked both cars in now. He locked Junior, King Kong, and King Kong Junior in for the October race. And I'm really glad that, you know, that he came around and I kept my cool and everything worked out fine. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the reason why
I want that auto start to be admitted to grudge
racing,
because
right.
that'll stop a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? And you got a lot of guys that's in his ear. Oh yeah, they did it, you know, and this and that and all that, and it just caused a big conflict for nothing. If we just had that little button where hey, auto start is on.
But you know what you just said, Wick, is a man amongst men. You know, you gave him his time, he gave you a time, and y'all talked to each other and said, hey man, you know, we good. It wasn't no problem, you know. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever comes to it, it doesn't need to be brought out. That's between you and him. But I think this needs to come out. A man to say, hey, you know, I'm glad you gave my time. We straight. Let's keep this thing going, you know.
Yeah.
All this conflict that we have, I think this is what we're trying to talk about tonight. We, you know, we want to stop the conflict.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad, you know, I gave him his time and he came around because, man, we can't lose no more grudge races. I mean, we just can't lose no more grudge racers. It ain't even, we need all of them we can get. Especially
right,
the ones bringing action. Especially him.
Yeah.
It'll hurt the grudge game to lose. Yeah, it'll hurt the grudge game to lose somebody like Turbo Tim, huh?
Hey, what?
Yeah.
When y'all have your grudge races, about how many grudge races do y'all normally have per day? On an average,
we try to. Well, Holly Springs, we've been averaging three or more.
Okay.
Yeah,
three or more.
Yeah, three or more. We've did now the last trick or treat race last year. We did about. I think it was about seven or eight. So that was
one night.
Good. Yeah, one night. It was one night. I mean, it was.
Well, how many cars
action.
Do you like to count, Wick? How many cars on your team? You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving people, our listeners, to understand how many cars you do have in your camp, which is make up races.
Well, now we got up and running, we have four cars in the camp right now.
You try to book at least those cars two races. I mean, each car two races a night.
Well, no, at least one car. But if we get one done and we see something else we like, we'll do it, you know. But at least one car, try to at least book one car, you know. You at least want to get a fans three or more grudge races. When you're not having a shootout, you at least want to get a fans three or more grudge races. Now, if you got a an elite grudge race. You know what I'm saying by that. That means somebody, you know, that's holding some weight in the game, you know. Then, you know, that's fine too. But you want to give them two or three more, you know, other grudge races, you know, for the money, you know. So, you know, I try to push them guys and make sure they come and race, you know. Like the trick or treat race, we're not having a shootout, you know, and we're doing a grudge race. And so I at least want to, you know, I want to get at least three or more grudge races, you know.
The reason why I ask that is because if we get a grudge official, we don't need no more than maybe one, maybe two grudge officials per night.
Right. The grudge official should be the track manager.
What if a guy feels that I'm gonna give you a chance. Say you come to my home track, Wick, and he basically goes for me because I'm his hometown boy. I'm just giving a scenario. I'm not saying he's going, but you feel that way,
right?
And I agree with you saying too. But my thing is, I would like Shaker saying, we need to get like two guys, okay?
Right.
I'm just saying, like you, you or Mississippi Joe, y'all walk around the track. But everybody knew that day you got picked to be drunk, you got picked to be that official, but you can't really tell nobody because you don't want nobody to come to you being biased, like, okay, Wick, I know you, right? Hey, Wick, man, come on, Wick, you know you're my boy. You know I won that race. That ain't right.
Right.
I have to support what Wick said. I have to support what Shake said. I think we're getting to this. We've seen some races being called by a track, and these track guys are, you know, we're just saying, basically do bracket races every week. But when we come in, you know, he might be biased because he's at his own track and his own people. You know, where do we try to make it right to where we ain't got people thinking that way? You know?
Only thing I can say here, me and the guy I'm racing, let's go and find out what the track rules are, and you be your own grudge official. I mean, if he explains it to you, hey, you cross the center lane, you lose. You hit the cone, the mile marker cone down there, you lose. You know, and whatever the track officials say, that's the rule. And if you like it or you don't, if you say yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and race you, or no, I don't like the rules, I'm not gonna race you. That way, the person who's racing.
Got a firm
agreement on what's going on with the track.
On the show tonight. Let's see. If we keep on going. I want to see. See if we can. Please open your mic. We want y'all to, you know.
Yeah.
Say what you speak. Because we want to know. I mean, it's just us saying it. I mean, you guys have voices on this show. And this is what it's about. For you guys to get out and say, and ladies, to say what you think. So, you know, please don't be shy. Hit the one button. And you know, you got Wick on the line, you got Shake, you got Sleepy on the line, and you know, let's just get this out in the air. What do you think? I mean, there's only three or four of us on this line that's talking, but we got our board is lit up.
Yeah, let's get see if you see Dog out there. I think Dog got a 706.
Yeah, I got it right here. Dog, hello. 706-4218.
I don't hear him barking.
I got a 706-4218. Your mic is open.
That ain't Dog,
there.
Okay.
Dog might
be
about us. No, I don't think Dog is. But he might be. You're right about that. But his number is like a 284-95-13, I think. Something like that.
Okay. I'm looking for a Wick.
And he got another number is 1644 or 1688.
1688, and that's a 706 number.
Yeah.
I don't see him on, sir. Anybody else? You guys think of?
See his BET on.
Give me BET's last his first three.
0506-0506-662.
No, sir, I don't see him. Can you text BET to get on?
I probably can't. I ain't got no damn. I can call it. Yeah, text BET. And let me see who else you probably could call and get on and see what they say about it. Type Man. See Type Man number right there? 404-3516. I think that's what it is.
No, I don't see the lawyer's number on here. I don't see the lawyer's number on here. Nope.
Who else? Give a good insight on that. Let me think.
We got two numbers just popped in. People want to talk. 708-6369. Your mic is open. And I'm going to go ahead and open this other mic. 662-2325.
Hello?
It's open.
Hello?
BET. Yeah.
BET?
Yeah. What's going on?
What's up, sir? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What about y'all? I see y'all having a nice discussion here, but I missed the topic. It said when you get BET on looking for dog. What were you saying with?
We were talking about the auto start.
Mm-hmm.
Having the auto start on for the good.
And we was talking also too, basically having an official BET where, you know, you go to certain tracks, and you get the track to call it. And then some people saying, well, this guy's not really, these people really grudge race, you know, they don't understand our rules. And that's another thing we're talking about too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think is rules ain't hard to understand. You're gonna have a limitation on how rules are being placed by people that don't normally go by rules, you know. Those gonna be the only ones that object to something that they're not used to. But once you set it in stone, I feel like there's no other choice but to accept it. But, you know, you're going to have to figure out what these guys going to be willing to accept first, you know.
Right.
Some guy might not want you to talk to the track official about his gambling or his hustle, you know, or anybody
right.
else for that matter, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I think it really just going to be up to the DP man. When you get you a good DP man, I'm telling you, you won't have problems. You won't have as many problems as you have without a good DP man, you know. You got to get a credible DP man that knows and travels and see different tracks and see how different guys from different regions handle themselves in a grudge race. How they lock up, how do they steal, you know, and go by that. It works for them, it should work for you, you know.
Hey,
yeah.
BET, I got a question for BET. Now, BET, you're a vigor artist. You put this information out for people to watch, and people don't understand it. They just want to watch the race. But how many people watch it when you videotape a guy and they put the steps up? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How many people watch that part? How many people watch that and listen to that?
These steps, you're right,
BT. These fucking steps, excuse my French, but these steps is what the race is about.
Yeah, they don't want to see that, though. They want to hear some shit talking. They want to hear some shit talking. They want to see the actual race. They don't care what you sitting up there talking at us. They don't want to hear that part.
That's right.
They want to hear some
shit. And I agree with you, BT, but my thing is I learned by watching your videos, Gunnett's videos, Slouch's videos, everybody's videos, who put those on. You know what I'm saying? I've seen Tony Byers still people, and I learned from watching him, listen to Rick and them because you guys put it out there, folks. And I'm saying, why do people not understand it? Why do you want to see what the race is and not listen to what stiff that Rick made, you made, or whoever else made? That's
right.
What makes
that's
it better grudge racing.
That's the main thing you need to listen to, the stiff.
See, I'm going to tell you something, Kevin, and Wit know this for a fact. A lot of these guys just got a lot of money, man. They just want to be involved. They really don't know what the hell
right.
going on with this shit, you know?
Right.
Once they money run out, we won't see them no more. You know? It'll be over with. You know, they just in it for a season, and you know, they getting all the hype from seeing everybody else in. Oh, I want to do that. They don't know half of the shit going on with this shit, man. But they take a person like me and say, well, BET ain't got no car. He don't know nothing about no goddamn grudge race. See, half of them don't even know where BET even come from. Don't know what BET done. You know what I'm saying? they just only see BET as loud mouth, always talking shit, you know, with that camera. You know what I'm saying? They really don't know where I come from, man.
BET, you a crank. BET, you a crank, man. You a crank.
I keep a lot of shit hidden, that, you know, that I don't want to put out yet. I want to keep them confused a little bit, you know? Keep them guessing.
Hey, BET, can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
Yeah, what?
Are you confused, man? Really? Do you be confused up there, man? Because you be confusing the heck out of me, man. You be putting these videos up, man. And sometimes they ain't
good. I'm going to be Cadillac Joe.
Yeah, this Cadillac,
Cadillac
Joe. Make no doubt.
Go ahead, Cadillac. Let Cadillac go ahead. What
okay,
you say?
Hold on. I'm listening. You know, man, BET, that's my man. I've been watching these videos, that BET be putting up. Sometimes they be talking good stuff, but BET, man, sometimes you wrong. This is how you came to the track at me that day, man, up north versus the south. You was wrong how you came at me, BET, man.
Cadillac Joe.
Wrong,
Cadillac Joe. Now, I made sure I did it by the rules. I did it by the book. How was I wrong? Because I didn't know you. Nobody knew you.
How was I wrong?
I
never talked to you. When I locked this up, Chemo Show.
Chemo Show? Okay, you're talking about the Sunday Night Show.
That was the Wednesday night show. That was
That's
Coochie. Yeah, that was Coochie. Right. I wasn't on your show. Like I said, it wouldn't have been no problem, but you know, it was like how you had came. I'm like, hold on, dude, I ain't like that, man. If I got to pay it, I'm gonna pay it. It's no problem. I didn't know that the man wasn't there. I didn't know he was there. I'm waiting to see him. I don't know what this brother looked like. Okay, then you went up there with money. Like, hold on, okay. Let's find out what's going on here. We'll get this solved. That's all I'm saying. You know, hey, man, we all men here. It's where you conduct anything. I don't want nobody flying off on me, and I definitely ain't going to be flying off on nobody. If I got an understanding with you, man, we can roll with this. We can make it easy. I ain't trying to make nothing hard.
I understand.
It's so much stipulations now. I remember back in the day, I'm from the old school, man. You got a car, I don't care how big your tire is. I seen big tires with little tires. I seen little tires with big tires. I seen little motors hang big motors. I seen big motors hang little motors. It's all it bring what you got. Hope you brought enough.
Cadillac, my thing was, I was put in that position. I didn't know you. Yeah. I never, you know, right. I had no dealings with you. I put in that position to locate you and find out the situation. That's the reason I came off. You know, I didn't know you. I had no clue who you were.
Right.
But somebody told me to make sure I get this race off. If this race don't get off, get this man paid.
Right.
That was my job. That's what I was told to do.
I'm coming up there to see what's up with my car right now. I'm having issues with my car.
I understand you was put on the spot. I can understand you was put on the spot now. But I was hired to do that job to put you on the spot.
Okay.
I didn't know who you were.
Okay.
No, I only hear you on the radio. I never met you.
Cadillac Joe.
I didn't know who the hell Cadillac Joe was. I just heard Cadillac Joe on the radio. And then when I came to you and asked you, was you Cadillac Joe, you said no.
I'm like, hold on. I'm like, what's up with that? Wait a minute. Let me see what I'm getting to first of all. Then I've seen you, BT. Okay, this BT, all right. Now, let's get it in. So when you bring Kid up there, Kid, he's stuff like, yeah, I said that. Do you feel what I like? Yeah, but let me see if the man ain't here. Then I got to pay it. I'll deal with him later. Ain't no problem, but let me see. Let me do my own investigation. I'm trying to investigate my own thing right now, though.
Right. But you can understand. You can understand.
I understand your point, BET, but you got to understand my point, too.
I do understand your point. But see, what my thing was, I was put in the position to locate this race, locate this, how this race was going to go down. Was it going to end in a punk out, or was it going to end in a race? That was what I was told to do. So that's what I was doing. I was doing my investigation to first find you, to first find Kid, the ones that locked the race in, and how would we deal with it if one didn't show. That was my job.
Right, because I tried to get the money to Biz. I asked Biz, how do you do this? I said, do I need to bring you the money? He said, no, you just wait till that day, and then y'all take it up from there. I said, okay. So if it was going to be a discrepancy, I want to have it up front, man. I ain't got time for that Biz. Other stuff like being like women, man. I'm a man. I ain't nothing like no woman, no bra. I run. Right. They don't run you. You understand what I'm saying? So I just got to keep it 100 with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that's how come I had to grab me because I was like, I was getting pissed off. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to handle this different. Wait a minute. Let me find out what's going on, blah, blah. Then we found Butt Naked. Woo, woo, woo. And then Butt Naked, when he said, oh, man, I got this. Don't worry about it because Davon was right there. So we took care of it, man. Everything was good. But
yeah,
I'm trying to find out what's going on with my car. And I'm getting... With this,
you know, now you know for yourself. Once I found out that you was gonna take care of it, I left it alone. You ain't hear
right.
me no more, did you?
Right.
Did you hear anything else from me?
No, I didn't.
That's right. So that's all I had to do. Once I did that, my job was over with.
My whole thing about racing is getting too complicated because you got to stipulate this, stipulate that, but that's the way it's done with now.
Yeah, you gonna have to change with the times, our Cadillac. We ain't running on the street no more, and we ain't, things have changed. Now, you just going to have to change with the time. I know you're old school, but, you know, we got these young fellas coming in here with all this other shit. So, shit, we're going to have to get with it or get the hell out of the way.
God, I agree with that, man, because, man, I'm here to go down on them. I'm going down, get in my way on your boo-boo tutu to the Rudy. I'm on you, baby.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait to see you go down on somebody's ass.
I can't wait.
Kevin.
Hey guys, guys, you got one more caller, 734-0592. Your mic is open. Go ahead, DC. Cadillac, just finish our conversation.
Yeah, I was just telling Cadillac, I can't wait to see him go down on somebody's ass because the tough shit he talked, goddamn it, he got to blow somebody's ass out.
Hey,
baby,
I just want you to have that camera on me, baby. I just want you to have that camera on them four minutes. That's all I want to see.
That's right.
Hey, BET. Hey, BET. Hey. I think both you guys, men of us men, for you guys to get on the show and, you know, hash things out and let people know at least. We don't carry vengeance and stuff against each other, you know. That's what I like to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Well, like I said, Kevin, you know, a lot
hey,
of
Kevin, just
I'm,
listening.
A lot of them think I'm a bad guy, man. I got a job to do out here. A lot of people put me in a position to do the job, and I try to do it to the fullest. I ain't gonna try to slack on my job. Now I get paid for what I do now. Don't think I'm just out here fucking with y'all for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
DT, let me give one more number for you. DT, I want to call it for you. 224-6386. Your mic is open.
What's up, man? This is Smoke Criminal, man. What's going on with y'all?
Hey, we're having fun tonight, man. Man amongst men tonight.
Sit back and come on for the ride.
Hey, Kevin. Since everybody getting down on BT, and I know he got a job to do, but, you know, I heard him say some foul shit against Full Stock Joe. You know what I'm saying? Both of y'all in the same position, right, to get the same kind of action. You know what I'm saying? One man putting another man down. You know what I'm saying? They doing the same thing. And so now people, you know, they get animosity, you know what I'm saying, for both sides of the people, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't really need to be that way because both of y'all making money off the same stuff.
But you
true.
Yeah, you're right in a sense. Go ahead,
yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah. No, I just, you know, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, the other day, you know what I'm saying, we was on with Mississippi Joe, you know, whatever y'all got going on, you know, that, you know, like Joe said, you know, he just leave it alone, whatever, whatever. BET, I've seen some of your videos and stuff like that, and, you know, I've seen some of folks like Joe's. I met him. I ain't never met you, but, you know, I did get a chance to meet him. And as far as I'm concerned, he seemed to be a pretty smooth dude. So, you know, I kind of not going to favor who's who and what's what, but I just think that both of y'all are in the same boat, you know what I'm saying, to make this gloves game better. You know, I don't think y'all need to be going at each other, you know what I'm saying, just make the game better than what it is.
Well, you know, my take is that, you know, I think both guys have respect for each other, but, you know, it's like you were saying, and everybody was saying, kind of joking, you know, if you got a small block, I got a small block. You know, everybody who got the ass one to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what the both, you know, particular guys, is just, that's their thing. You know? I'm going to show you how good I am. I'm going to show you how good I am.
Good, it's good. But I didn't lose respect for your boy Tao too, man. You know what I'm saying? On the real. You know, that dude there, you said you was going to do something for me, you know what I'm saying, because I can't get out to California where you at. You know what I'm saying? You ain't but 20 minutes away from where old boy is. If you going to get on the radio and tell me you're going to take care of something, then take care of it. Don't play me like, you know what I'm saying, that you don't know me and shit. You know what I'm saying? That don't get it with me, brother. You know what I mean? If you can't do it, just say you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'll fucking take care of this shit myself. You know what I'm saying? But just don't tell me you're going to do something and then get on the radio, you know, oh, this is the show for everybody. You can say what you want to say and shit, but when the motherfucker calls and put the hand up, you don't answer the motherfucking phone. You don't pick it up. See what I'm saying?
Hey,
who is this?
This is Smooth Criminal. Know what it is.
Hey, Smooth Criminal. I got a question for you real quick.
What up, boy?
What's your first three, brother? What's your first three numbers? Your first area code?
224.
Okay, I'm I got another guy's number in California. You know, Taylor's just been busy, man. Plus, he's been sick, so you know, he's been dealing with some health issues. But I'm gonna get with you later on today or tomorrow, and I'm gonna call this other guy on the freeway. I know personally. See if we can get that help you out. You know what I'm saying?
It's cool, man. I mean, you know, look, you know, I could take care of my own business. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to make a shortcut before I had to take my ass out there and do some shit that I don't really want to do. You know,
No. We all, see, this is the thing. We all in this together. So I might need your help one day. You know what I'm saying? And I just, I'm going to try and see what I can do. We can call this other guy. Just see, I just know Tail, man. Honestly, dude, he, you know, his health has been bad a little bit here. So, you know, he goes up to do the show every Saturday night, you know, and, you know, not saying he didn't try or whatever, you know, you don't know if he wanted the guy shopping him, the guy got into it, and Taylor's going to talk about over the line, you know what I'm saying? Or don't want to tell you that, you know, because Taylor is one of the people that he won't go off on somebody. So he might have went over there and went off on the guy and just didn't want to, you know, bring up on the air, and then he suggests to call you or talk to you or, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, I'm with you, brother. We're going to try to work this out.
I ain't that because it was called. Like I said, I can take care of myself, man. I just think we can do it.
Hey, we got some background noise. Hey, you got your window down? You got your window down?
No, that's not me. Somebody else. My window's up. I got the AC on. But yeah, like I said, man, it ain't no big deal. I'm going to make a trip myself to California, you know what I'm saying? If I could get something done before I have to step up there, you know what I'm saying? Because it's been a minute, so by natural, you know, when I go up in there, I ain't going up in there, oh, man, what's going on with my shit, man? You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a whole different story. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really trying to do
that. We don't want that, man. You know, it's like BET was saying, like, you know, we don't, Wick was saying, everybody's saying, like, we trying to stop all that, you know, so let's see what we can do, you know, let's see what we can do to help you out. I mean, if we got a blast on the internet, you know, we'll get you know, later on the show, get all the information, holler this number. Shit, we'll all call it. That's where your stuff is at.
All is well with that, man. I'm just going to go on mute and listen, man. You know what I'm saying? Once again, BC, you sound like a cool dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Sound like your head is on the right way, and I know you're doing what you got to do. But y'all keep talking about making the game stronger. You know what I'm saying? Y'all two, I don't think y'all two need to be going at each other. You know what I'm saying? Not really. I mean, I don't know the personal grudge, but I'm just going to sit back and just listen to that, you know?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I think you're just looking at it one side. You know, I don't know. I can't get into that discussion because it's gonna get to somewhere it don't need to go. So I'm gonna leave that alone. I appreciate you voicing your opinion though.
Without a doubt, brother. Without a doubt. Y'all be good.
All right.
Hey, BET.
Yeah.
Okay, let's add something else to it. If we get a guy that hasn't paid up his debt more than three times, you think he need to be banned from the grudge world?
Shit, one time he need to be banned.
Damn right.
Because we starting to have that problem here. I ain't gonna call no names to keep down some mess, but sure you know who I'm talking about. But we starting to get people that don't want to pay.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Some kind of excuse.
But I'm sure I think it comes back to where BET is expressed by having a good VP man who's holding the money.
That's
what BET hired for them kind of guys,
This is my job. See, that's why I say you might call me the video police. I ain't going to let nothing slide in this grudge game that don't go along with the likes of the other grudge races. Now, you got a person that we already know we lock races in. Somebody that don't want to lock a race in, he really don't want to race. He know
right.
That's how we do things. We coming all this way to travel. We need a locked-in race before we get there. And they got to understand that in order to lock a race in, we both have to agree on the stiffs. And if you agree
to
those stiffs.
So you got one more call at BET. You got 313-4515. Your mic is open.
Excuse me, Kel. Go ahead. Go ahead, B. I'm just listening.
Okay. But they already know that it takes two people to agree to a race. And once they agree to those stiffs and lock that race in, you do this shit over the radio, over the phone, in front of everybody. Everybody witnessing you locking this race in. Okay, they say that you're going to get hire a DP man. You're going to get a DP man. See, that's why I say these DP men are going to have to get paid because they do too much, man. It's a lot of shit that they have to do for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just to see the race or just to make sure the race happen. Then these guys should oblige these DP men with a little bit of incentive, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that they go by the rules that was stipped. Okay.
Right.
Now, and another thing is, if these guys lock these races in, they say, okay, well, when I show up, I find a DP man and hand him my money as soon as I come through the gate. Okay. Now, that's the stip that you gave, right? One guy might say, well, I'm going to send my money ahead of time to make sure the DP man already have my money. Now, you don't want to – this other guy wanted to send his money to the DP man, but you want to put your money in the DP man when you get to the gate. Now, I think the one that don't want to send it to the DP man and want to wait till he get to the gate, now he really don't want to – he up for some shit. He hoping something else go wrong and he don't have to pay or he get paid. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, that guy is going to have to be looked at cross-eyed. You're going to have to watch him. They're going to take two of them to watch him because some up with him, you know. And for these guys that don't want to pay these DPs, man, that don't want to pay these lockups, you shouldn't even acknowledge them in the grudge game. It's getting to a point to where somebody's going to get fucked up about their money, man.
Yeah.
You know,
all you got to do is know and race them. Anytime they say somebody want to race them, ignore them. All you got to do is ignore them. Play to ignore them.
Just tell them, no, I don't even want to race you, man. I don't even want to talk to you, man. I heard about you.
Yeah,
let it go.
Yeah.
That's how you blackball them.
Just say you don't, you know, I'm not racing. I'm racing somebody else. Just blackball. That's all you can do.
Just blackball.
Yeah. That's it.
That's how you blackball them right there.
Okay, so if we got a VP man, what's a good fee to pay?
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. You know, the racer himself should know how much that DP man is worth to him. He should voluntarily, you know what I'm saying, decide on the fee. Now, if the DP man himself put up the fee, now I know when I first came into the game, I met Dog. And I think every time Dog hold the money, he would rub his fingers together after he paid the guy, and they'll throw him at least $50. You know,
uh-huh.
It ain't like he asked for it. He just rub his fingers together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
it's like
mm-hmm.
That was the standard fee for them to give him. You know what I'm saying? And I looked at them and I shook my head. I said, God damn, Dog, you getting paid, ain't you? I ain't see you betting nothing. Hey, he said,
but what is that?
Do what I do.
Is that $25 a person? I mean,
that might be $25 a person. But like I said, ain't but one person gave it to him, the one that won the pot. So I figured, I figured that,
right,
you know.
You ain't going to expect the guy to lose to give him nothing. So the guy that wins, if the Rays go off and the guy that wins, you know, that'll be fair to get a DP man, so.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Wick,
I got a question. How about this? And BG, you on the line. How about if we make it standard that each driver out of the lockup money gives that VP man $50 a piece?
No,
you can't do that.
I'm just shooting something out there.
That's the winner. What we can do is, if a race been locked up and the race goes on like supposed to, and everything goes in order, you know, just let the winner know that he can offer the DP man something.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know, he have a choice.
Yeah, I don't know if. I wish Godfather could get on the phone. I don't know, can you hold him reliable? But what I say is, if the DP man has done his job and that race happened and you got paid, I feel like he's in deserving, you know, for whatever he get. You know, I don't know if you can just put a set fee on it, but I think the racer himself could see that DP man did his job to the fullest, and he held up, you know, to every end of the bargain, and I got my money, so I feel like he deserved this or that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you can really just put a price on, say, you owe me this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just asking a standard, you know, what would be standard, you know? That's all I'm talking about here.
Well, and it could say, now if I throw a race, I think it would be cool if I donated the money to the VP man, whoever's running that track that day.
That'd be good, because you made sure your event went off successful because of the DP man. Yeah, that'd be good.
Exactly. So why should I put the pressure on the racers? That might be in his last month. It might be his rent month.
Yeah.
Now keep it. I can also keep it as a if he want to throw the man some money out of common courtesy. Keep that open, but I think it should be the one that's giving the race.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and this is what it's all about, of course, you know, discuss this and hash it out. You know, I mean, BET run over a valid point. You know, what does it take for him to sell Count VP, man, and he run over to another guy, you know, hey, man, you know, let's sell this debt up, or, you know, and then, you know, like BET said, he going back and forth, and he ain't made nothing from this deal, even though, you know, it's giving him something.
One guy lost.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it'll be a decision made somewhere down the line. You know, these guys gonna have to appreciate that people that's putting them out there in the forefront. They're gonna have to appreciate these videographers but doing a good job as putting them across the world, you know, like Tony Bynes and Witt do me or anybody else that I post videos for. They want that hot. They want that limelight. They want that shine. And they know
right.
I got a fee for that, and they ain't got no problem with paying that. Now, Witt,
say BG,
he don't.
You got one more caller, 773-3490. Your mic is open.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up, man? You got
BET there
by here?
What's up, BET? Man, I see
what's
you.
What's up,
man? You're getting your little troll. Actually, I was just listening. I had to chime in for a minute because I heard you speak on this lockup thing. You know, just trying to force a man to give 50, 25, 100, whatever, that's nothing new. That's an old twist with a new name, really. It was done back in the 70s. It was tried in the 80s. It was tried in the 90s. has never been successful, and it never will be, because you can't force a man to give his money to someone just for holding some money. Now, if a person decides to throw you a gaffer, as we called it back in the old days, first time throw you a gaffer, that's not to get over their heart, you do that. But to tell a man, he, you know, just because you rub your fingers together, let me tell you, get the hell out of my face. That's what I'm going to tell you. You know, or else I'm going to give you something. That's preference. But trying to make it an unwritten rule in the group, man, this thing is called grudge racing, and it's never going to be. It's never going to be a situation where I owe up a set. They had a thing going here a few years back, man. I'm from Chicago. And they had a thing here going 4 or 5 years back. They tried to have a little board, and they wanted you to put your money in this guy's hand, and he was going to take 10% of your money. I wish a mother would tell me I owe him 10%. I might decide to give him 20%. But to tell
right.
me I owe you 10%, I'm like, I don't owe you nothing but an ass whooping. If you want to
like
win some money,
that sounds like tape.
This is the old time drag race, it's the truth. That's something been tried for years, man. And if a person decided to give you something, they do it. But you know, we had a guy here that used to drive race cars for different guys, and he would get out and say, "Pay me for that good driving idea." I ain't asked you to get in there. You want to get in there? You know what I'm saying? Drag racing or something, man. They won't owe you nothing for holding money. They won't owe you nothing. But if they decide to throw you something, it's a good thing. It's nothing bad. I think it's real good that you guys step in and intervene and help put a race together. That's good that we get you guys to communicate on the same level and get it off. But to say that a person still gives you something, that's never going to happen, man. Never, ever going to happen. Some guys gonna be cool about the situation and do it, and some gonna be a holes and not gonna give you nothing. I mean, it's just the way of the world.
Yeah,
That's why I mentioned that the trap. Whoever throwing the race that day should have a certain amount of money that he's gonna pay the VP man, because he do have a job. The VP man got a big responsibility.
Hey, got one question. One quick thing, is Wick still on?
Okay. Hello.
Wick still there?
Hello.
Hey, Wick, was you looking for a 414? Were you looking for a 414 number?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. I just want to check with you. Go ahead. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, so you did understand my scenario, my example of not trying to charge him. You know, I think they should be appreciative of it, but if it don't happen, it's exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm saying exactly what you're saying. Like I said, I'm not saying you said anything wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying
everyone's
going to be in agreement with it. It just makes
right.
you be.
Respected on his race. But we
got some noise in the background, man.
Yeah, caller, Caller, you're fading out.
What's happening, fellas?
This kid?
Nah, this Tyson.
What's up, Tyson? Hey, Tyson.
Hey, Kevin. Let me do this. Tell said if you come in late, you ain't getting paid. So let's get ready. You getting docked tonight, player.
Hey, man, you know, you got to take
Tyson,
time off the old lady, man.
Hey, guys, we got a 414. Okay. Hey, Tyson, I'm opening this line up for you, UMBT, 414-6614. Mm-hmm. Your mic is open.
What now?
Who is this? Hello, 414-6614.
Don't be shy. You can talk.
Hello?
Cat got his call.
You know, I was hearing some. I just got on. I was hearing, you know, the conversation about.
Please
the,
enter a 4210 digit passcode. Then press.
Thanks.
You know, I just
okay,
got
go ahead,
and, I was hearing, you know, about the BP. And yeah, it's good to have a BP man, but it seemed like for us up north here, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not speaking, you know, for Chicago. I'm just speaking for Detroit. With I have experience, it's like, you know, a lot of races would get off if we had that. You know what I mean? But it's like now, what we see now, it's like gangs. You know what I mean? Everybody want to be a part of a certain group. It gets so outrageous that a race can't get locked up because I don't want him holding my money. Oh, he not holding my money.
Right.
I'm holding my own money. And the only person that a lot of guys respect to hold their money is Lil Tony. You know, maybe it's a respect of him racing and his, you know, racing career, however. But at his event, a lot of racers get off because there's no problem. They hand him his money. They get races off, and there's no problem. But at his event, once you leave that event, it seemed like it's same old bullshit. We go to the local track. You know what I'm saying? These guys don't want to race. They don't want to hold. They don't want nobody to hold their money. Then they want to race at 12, 1 o'clock at night. Then it's always some bullshit. It's like, you know, a lot of guys here don't respect the DP man. And God forbid if it's a controversy, they want to jump on
right.
The DP man. Give me my money back. I don't give a fuck what. Give me my money.
Right.
You know, I done seen that 2 or 3 times. So a lot of guys are like, man, I don't want to even hold nobody money. I'm not into that. You know, if it's a race, if it's a race, it's not. Because, you know, they get so outrageous. You know, it's like an entourage. They want to jump on the DP, man. Give us my money back. And you
well,
know, it get kind of crazy up here, man.
You're right, Tyson. I've seen that, too. And if I seen somebody where they didn't want to, they wanted to jump on the VP, man, that's why I have to be a man and step up and say, no, dog, I ain't letting you about to do this.
Yeah.
And if we don't stick together, and that's what happens up here in the North. We're not sticking together. That's why don't nobody trust the VP, man. Don't nobody want to give his money to this party or this person because of trust.
That's
and we lose a lot of that up here in the North.
We lose a lot of that. You know, the only successful events we have is when Tony throw on the shootouts and stuff
like
that.
Hey, Tyson.
To our local
Tyson, I got Slouch on the line. Slouch, your line is open, Slouch.
Cool.
Damn, I ain't want my line to be open. I'm listening.
Your line is open because they commended you. Bald head fucker.
What's up, everybody?
What's up,
what's going on?
They commended you about your race, man.
Huh?
They commended you about you doing your races on the VP. How you guys doing the VP up there at your race?
Oh yeah, man. Like I said, I'm new to this. I'm learning. You know, I made one mistake, and I learned from my mistake. So you know, that mistake will never happen again. So you know, we just trying to do what's right for everybody. That's all we're doing.
Oh yeah.
We respect that.
That's why a lot of races when y'all throw y'all events, a lot of races get off. A lot of girls races to shoot off be successful. But
yeah, the way
we leave
do,
there,
you know,
try to do it at the local track. You know, they, you know, catches don't want to act like. You don't see the shootout. Don't nobody want to put their money in people's hands, you know. So, you know, it's like, it's kind of crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what we came up with was, you know, whenever we have a grudge race that we know about, either me, Detroit Hood TV, or Gunna Picks, if he's there, one of us is going to be there videotaping all the steps just in case somebody say, you know, he didn't say that within a lock-in or whatever. It's all taped, you know. And we always, you know, say the rules and go over the steps before, you know, final locking in the money with both parties. You know, either me or Tonya say, do you agree with that or do you agree with that? If both parties say yeah, then it's locked. And we go with that lock-up agreement right there. But if somebody lock up some money, and we don't know anything about it, you know, they come to us saying, well, this guy didn't lock up that money and this and that, this and that, and then we're not responsible for that because you didn't lock it up with us.
Right.
And, you know, that's how it goes with everything.
Right. You know, that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I like, you know, that's why I like BET. You know what I mean? He bring motherfuckers out the bushes. Motherfucker, you know, race, I'm tired of you talking this bullshit. You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Some of these guys, they woof, woof, woof. Oh, I'm going to lock you up. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do this. You know what I mean? And when BC see them motherfuckers, he just get their ass and make them come out the bushes. Now, a lot of the guys he done talk shit about, these motherfuckers racing now.
Yeah.
That's right. But my job been done then. I can move on to the next. Some bitch hiding in the bushes. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. See, what BT doing is, you know, he pulling a whole car. That's what that is. If you gonna race, you ain't gonna race. If you ain't gonna race, I'm exposing. That's all that is. He pulling a whole car.
You know what, Slouch? They, some of them son bitches cannot stand that. They cannot stand that because they don't want nobody to know that they ain't got no heart to race. You know?
That's it.
They don't want that to be known.
That's it.
Right.
That's it.
You know?
I don't care nothing about
how they feel. I'm thinking about the fans and the races. You know what I'm saying? Don't come out here and woo. They got a lot of people out here trying to go, man, and you holding things up.
Yeah, that's
what's
like
so
the
man about the ball. It's like they don't. It's what's so funny about it is like win, lose, or draw. That don't make you no less of a man. That making you say fuck it. We know he a race. Win, lose, or draw. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You get more credit stepping in the ring than dunking it.
Hey, I got a question. Is Wicks on the line?
Yeah, he probably don't. He probably don't hold.
They probably hold. Hey, okay, I'm gonna get this question to BET. BET, a lot of guys locking up races more than what they can afford, or no, are they betting more than they can afford? Why can't you have a simple gentleman's bet when you lock in 200 on a Faust? You know what I'm saying? Would you see more races then?
I think you would, Kevin. I think you'll see more, but I think the tactic that they're using is really a duck tactic. They really don't want a race for that, but they don't want you to say yeah either. You know what I'm saying? They really don't want a race for that.
They don't want
a
race, right?
They want to look bigger than what they are.
Right.
You know, to people out here listening to them, and you know, they trying to be more than they are. These guys would just sit back and let, you know, just be themselves in the grudge game, you know, then it would be a whole lot better. But you got a lot of guys faking the funk, man, and stunning and fronting and shit, man, you know, trying to be more than they are. You know, that's the bullshit.
I got one question, and I'm done. We got Sasha on and BDT on. We got Bungie and Sasha. Do you guys go to that guy that who is locking in 2,000, just give us a 2,000
or 10,000. Is that guy preferable to see on TV than that guy who's locking in 2,000 on a 1,000? Kevin, I can't hear you. Somebody in the background with a TV or something. I can't understand.
You know what I done seen too, BT? I done seen a lot of cats. They taking this lockup. It's like they taking the lockup and they hiding behind it. Like, fuck it, I lock you up five on 1,000. I get to the track, pay your lockup. And they feel like they accomplished something because, okay, well, at least I tried the race. I paid the lockup. And, then, you know, I done hear, you know, a lot of guys here, you know, they do that like, fuck, at least I locked in with him. But it's like, well, damn, is you hiding behind a lockup? You know what I mean? Is it that easy to give away $500? You're not even trying to get in the ring, you know what I'm saying? Win, lose, or draw, you just say, well, fuck it, I locked up with him. I just go get my $500. At least I locked the race up with him. And a lot of guys is hiding behind that just to say, hey, I locked up with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, these shows, man, really, I don't know, man. These guys want to be prima donnas and all kind of shit. And I think these shows,
man.
these shows really fucked a lot of them heads up, man. You know, they gave them a platform to come on and talk, you know, and that's what they love to do. You know, they really not racist anyway, so they just
right.
just want to be talkers, man, you know.
Yeah, you get to hear all type of stuff, well, you know what I mean? I don't know, man.
Hey, BG.
Yeah.
You're sleepy, man. I got a question for you.
Go ahead, Sleep.
Hey, man. In the island ones, I mean, you've been bumping heads at these drug events quite a bit this year. And I just want to ask you a question and see if you feel the way I feel about it. I feel like the guys that know that the grudge events don't happen on that day, I don't think it's right for the guys to come out there and test. Do you think that's right for them, that knowing that that's going to be a grudge event, to come out and test on a grudge event?
Well, Sleepy, you know, everybody need testing. Somebody might be new to that track and never been down that track, so you can't stop them from testing. But there should be a limitation. They shouldn't be, if they got, you know, if they come to race, it shouldn't take no 9 goddamn test hits. You know,
well, that's what I'm talking about. They'll test 20 times that day, knowing that that's a good event. I just think, you know, I pay $20, which ain't no money. I mean, I don't pay $20 whether ready to race or not. But I just hate to go to a good event and watch them test all day, man. To me, that's a waste of time.
Yeah, you got a point. You got a valid point, Sleepy. You spend your money to see races, and you know.
Right, good races, not testing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know, like you said, I know I can't stop them, and I never will be able to stop them. But I'm just saying, when I come, I'll come see action, man. I don't come see a whole half, 75% of the day testing, and maybe 25 good races. I'd rather see the other way around. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you got a hell of a point, man. Like I said, that's why I have a new thing on my show. Me and Whit talk, and, you know, like I said, that's my road dog. We talk every day, you know what I'm saying, and we come up with new things to do on my show. And one thing I started was pulling them out the bush and getting fans involved, because you have a show full, man. You have a show full every time you come on, and nobody want to voice their opinion on the fan from a fan point of view. You know what I'm saying? And how they feel about that. And I need more people like you, Sleepy. You spending your money. Tell these people what you want, what you expect of them. You know what I'm saying? You spending your money to come see these motherfuckers.
I always said that. You know what I'm saying? BT. Every time, you know, we have a no-E-T event here in Detroit.
Talk low,
you every time you get
somebody
here.
Somebody in the background talking.
Somebody talking low,
you BG. I don't know. Ask them all to mute their mic if they're not talking.
Yeah, please mute your mic. No. Please, we have a good show. BT, could you give everybody your number to your show?
Yeah. 347-857-3373. That's 347-857-3373.
And what time of day is that, sir?
Every Wednesday night at 5 o'clock Eastern time.
What time is it again, sir?
I agree with you, Sleepy. I'm the same way up here, you know. They go ahead.
Hell, man, I mean, like I said, I know they got a chance, but hell, I didn't come to see you chance. I can't see the grudge, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like BT said, I know they're going to be there doing that. I want to see that all day. I want somebody to get their ass tore up whatever. Because
you'd be geeked up all week to see certain people race or to see some racing. So you'd be geeked up like, yeah, okay, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Your mind already geeked up then. Like up here for the No ET, we hear about certain people, you know, certain two teams is going to race. So you geeked up. You want to see that race. And then you see 50 shakedown. You're like, well, damn, the car's looking good to the motherfucker. What's the problem? You know?
That's somebody. You're going to have to find that noise, Wayne.
Okay, all right. Give me 1 second, guys.
BT, I need y'all again. I need your number one more time.
My number?
Yeah.
All right, 347.
Okay.
857.
You said Wednesday night at 8 p.m.?
No, at 5. At 5.
At 5 p.m.?
Eastern. 5 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Thank God support his show, man. I mean, you know, he got something to say to me. The man got a show.
Yeah, like I said, I tried a new thing. I pull them fans out of the bushes, man. You know, they come on the show every week. They don't want to say nothing. I open their mic up. They don't want to say nothing. So I started a new thing last week. And if they didn't participate, I did a fan participation night. If they didn't participate, why was you even on the show? You know, I hung their ass up.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I opened their mic up. They wouldn't say nothing. They wouldn't talk to me. Wouldn't have nothing to say. Goodbye.
Yep,
and fill the line up again. And the show stayed full.
I want to see a certain, you know what I'm saying? I want to see action. I don't want to see goddamn 40 damn shakedowns. And then 5 minutes before the track closed, that's when everybody want to lock up the race. Oh, man, I'm going home.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And I call it, Tyson, I call that the skate ring. You know, why you on your track when it's dewy late at night and now you want to beef? You know, you had all day to do it.
It's crazy, man. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, with these big names, you know, they're so prima donna. You know, especially up here, I see it. You know, they don't want to race. They want to stiff some old crazy shit to get out of a race. And, man, it's just fucked up this way sometimes.
Let me ask y'all something. This is gonna be pertaining to me. You know, I've been getting a lot of grief from a lot of guys that dislike how I do things. And they've been saying that I shouldn't do this or I shouldn't do that because I don't have a car. Okay, let me explain something and just see how y'all take this. Now, if I got a camp, if I roll with a camp, well, several camps, and they give me the authority that I could do what I will with their car. I feel like I can lock a race in with their car. They allow me to lock a race in with their car. Do that say that I don't have a car? Can they say I don't have a car if I'm able to lock a car in to race somebody?
Right.
Somebody gave me full authority over their car to lock their car in with somebody? That means I don't have a car?
You're part of that team, so you just
did
what
it
is.
That means you got a car.
That means you got a car.
Exactly. I get a lot of this from guys, you know what I'm saying BET shouldn't be doing nothing. He ain't got no car. He ain't no racer. He don't do this. He don't do that. See, a lot of guys, I think they can't do what I do. And they mad.
They hating on you. They hating on you. That's all.
Would you call that? Would you call that hate?
Guys that's driving that don't own car. That's got a car. So I mean, they say they got a car. Rather than doing it, they driving it. So to me, that's the same thing. Rather you wrecking my car or driving my car. If I give you my permission, that means you got a car.
I'm gonna give you an example. One of the baddest motherfuckers sitting on a set of 28s with a small block told me on live air in front of all of the listeners. Told me, I have full authority to lock his car in with anybody say they got the baddest small block on 28 stock suspension. He said for any amount of money. Don't even consider the number. If they say it, you lock it in.
That says it all right there.
Okay.
That's your car.
That's my car. See what I'm saying? And I can't get a lot of guys to see. I can't get a lot of guys to understand that. They still tell me I ain't got shit. I ain't no racer. I ain't doing shit.
That's because they know you can call their ass out.
A lot of people ain't got that fix, man.
That's all it is.
You really got a VG. I done been around you, man. I done seen you. That guy just about ready to kill you, man. But like you said, you're going to be BET, man. You can't change a man. You can't change a man. A man said in his ways, he's going to be that way that man going to be.
BET is BET. If he changed, I'll talk about his ass.
I think it's funny.
If he changed tonight, I'm going to talk about his ass. You know what I mean? Once you see a certain person, you know, okay, he's either going to get these motherfuckers in the race, or he going to get some shit started. Either which way, it's going to be something to talk about. You know
I call
I mean?
Him the racing pimp. E.T. the racing pimp.
That's it.
Sleepy gave me that name.
Racing
now,
that's it. The
hey,
racing
guys,
pimp. Anybody in the grudge
team
should call, they should be able to call BET and get a race locked in because he got authority to lock in several cars.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't got to call the owners of the car. BET, lock your ass in. That's all it needs to take.
That's it.
And the biggest thing I think you have to worry about is you know, BET got to start lock it in. As long as you got your punk out, if BET made a mistake, I'm pretty sure you're going to make sure you got your punk out.
One thing about BET, and I know that you feel this way, everybody ain't going to like you no damn way, no matter who you is, man. So let them keep on talking.
Yeah.
Let them keep on talking. Everybody ain't going to like you no way. I don't give a damn who you is.
Yeah,
they ain't stop me, and they ain't going to stop me.
Shit, so all I can say is fuck them, BET. Do you, man.
That's right.
Do
fuck
you.
Them, man.
Hey, BET.
Do you.
Yeah.
Like I say, if you stop.
Hey, you know that record you got on your show talking about them haters?
Yeah.
Man, keep playing it, boy. I like that thing you do, boy. I like that.
Cadillac.
That's right.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah, come on.
Man, I was you had me running all over Montgomery looking for you. Like you said, you're going to be in Montgomery, man. It's your boy Sleepy, man. What's up with you?
Hey, Sleepy, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, Chad,
hey,
talk to me, baby. What happened? You couldn't make the trip,
hey,
huh?
Man, look here. I was intending to come, man, but family come first, bruh.
You right.
My mom was sick, and I had to, you know, that's a self witness right there. You know which one I got to choose.
So for sure, Cadillac, that's no brainer, baby. I just heard I missed you, man. That's a no brainer. I feel you on that, man.
I got to show that, man. But hey, man, I wasn't there with you, but I was on them videos and I was rooting. Only thing I can say that BET didn't put enough videos up. BET, what you need for more money? Put the videos up, man. What's up? I had a lot of them
hating on me that day, Cadillac Joe. You know what I'm saying? I was out hustling. Let me tell you, while I was out hustling, they was giving freebies. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to hustle and get paid for what I do. And shit, they was throwing out freebies. So hell, they pissed me off. I said, okay, you motherfuckers, I'm gonna see how many people enjoy you motherfucking shit. Then they looking for BET. They ain't looking for you motherfuckers.
See, what you got to put down on them, man. Let them do their thing. Let them hate, man. Even do show them you can do the same thing if you want to BET, because you never know how you gonna get it back greater BET.
Right.
You've been in the game too long. The hustle been good to you, right, BET?
That's right.
All right, man, so you got to get dudes sometime. Even I got to get dudes sometime. I don't be want to, but I play because I'm in the game. I do what I got to do, BET, because the Lord give me a smile, and I keep smiling and keep coming, baby. So you just do your thing, BET. Don't worry about it. Watch how it come greater. It gets later, baby. That's all you got to do.
That's right.
Man, I got some four girls. Them four minutes, they pumped up. They good to go, man. Hey, like I told you at the beginning of the year, BTU and Mississippi Joe, hey, man, I was going to get rid of my cars, man. I had lost this. I had got out the, out the game with it. You know, I ain't going to do it no more because you got too much drama. You got this size tank, and you ain't got, man, nigga, you know, get to the line if you want to race me. I want to race, man. I want to have some fun. You spend all this money in these cars, man, and everybody trying to pick and choose. Man, everybody got to win. Everybody a winner. But at the end of the day, you can go down there and turn the W on, or you'll go down the track. You had a good time if you win or lose. I still say you
win. Right.
Even if you didn't win the race, you went down, your car did what you wanted to do. It just didn't come victorious that time, but who'd say it can't come next time?
All right.
Good
attitude.
I'm playing attitude game.
Damn good attitude there, Cadillac.
Hey,
Damn good attitude.
Hey, Cadillac. Yeah. I agree with you 100%. And my biggest thing is, I guess I was tracking on the show tonight, was
our guys bet too much money. Well, you know what? Let's go back to that. Kid brought up a thing. He called that no-go money. Kind of like, if I come over and he asks me, we're going to get together, and I say, well, kind of like, you on the phone with me, and I'm on the phone, that's a man locking 100 on 400. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you a scenario. I'm not going to bet no more than I can afford to give you. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. That's it. Yeah, see, with me, it ain't about how much you can bet, man. It's about get your tail to the line and let me see if I can put you to the wall and put you on
what?
My shelf. You know what I'm saying?
No, let me
everybody
say,
has got 5,000, 10,000 to bet unless they got a crew. Okay,
say
you ain't got
so
no
funny.
Crew. You a long racer. I call you a long ranger. You a long ranger. You got 1,000 miles you want to play with. Man, I can't. Hey, you know what? Man, bring your 1,000. I can buy me some gas with that. Come on. Or I contribute to you buying you some gas. You know what I'm saying? But with me,
let me
if I got something to eat over there,
we
cooking. You can come eat with me, too.
Let me tell you how the prima donnas is up here. We got so many prima donnas up here, man, that I done heard people say, a guy want to race, you know, come to you want to race. Hey, man, I got $1,200. Let's go on and do something. I done heard people say, man, oh, no, man, I don't race for that. I don't even stop my car for that. But the funny thing, you out here talking shit all night long, ain't ran nobody. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you're turning down $1,000, which you can get, or however it may be.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's so funny, man, because I see a lot of races up here, it don't get off because they want to bet goddamn money to the sky. You know what I mean? And it'd be a lot of races where guys are like, hey, man, let's do something. I got $2,000. Nah, man, we got to do it for four. Well, man, you don't want to race.
Kyle,
right.
I'm the guy
that
just
want to
be in the limelight.
Right.
You 100% right. Keep on preaching, brother.
And these guys, you know, with fast cars. Hey, man, I got $2,500. No, we got to do it for five. Well, I'm going to eat now, man. Fuck it.
Right.
Yeah. If you by yourself, man, you're not going to overspoke your hand, man.
No,
if it's like,
man.
If you play poker, if you play dice, or you play win. You ain't gonna overspoke your hand, baby. Cause you overspoke your hand, you're gonna go bankrupt and all the bottles gonna break out. Then what you gonna do?
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you're just supposed to be. Man, look here. It's freaking.
It's so funny, man. This year, I done seen so many big money races. We done had a couple big money races up here. And out of the three of the four big money races, they done got to fighting because they didn't want to pay.
Yeah,
wow, man.
See,
they got to fight because they didn't want to pay. They want to jump on the DP, man, getting their money back. I mean, they got to fighting because they didn't want to pay.
That's
and clearly,
right.
You know who won and who lost.
That's right. Because someone can't stand to lose, man.
Is this crazy,
they
man?
Stand to lose.
Yeah. Then you're going to race a guy, you got to deal with 40 people.
Yeah.
You know what I noticed though, Tyson, about Detroit guys. All of them want to be bullets, man. All of them want to be some fucking bullets, straight, you know, straight gang banging type shit.
They got an entourage, man.
They call it entourage, but them motherfucking gang members, man.
Man,
well, you know
like,
my take on that. Don't everybody know who they are. Don't bet them. If you know the type of guy that don't like to play, they can't make you run them. Just don't bet their ass.
That's
let them show up at the race and do what they're
there you go. That's what I was speaking on about. That's what I was speaking on about blackball. That's the way it's
going. Yeah, on the phone, we're going to put that, going to set up a race with somebody that you know ain't going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't fuck
and everybody's fun. Everybody I know who they is. I mean, I don't know who they is, but still along, everybody else do, so let them come to the track and mark their ass around them like they're somebody when everybody knows they ain't nobody. So if you ain't nobody, if you ain't the man in your world, if they take your bet, you ain't nobody. I don't give a damn how fast you is.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. You know, I look at it the same way. You know what I mean?
You gonna pay, then they gonna pay, man. Don't run them. I'm quite sure as soon as they come to the track, everybody should know they ain't gonna pay.
And, you know, and to be honest, the only time when I actually see some real good racing, is when little Tony and them throw their race. That's when you see some real good racing, some grudge racing, without no bullshit, without without all that bullshit.
Yes, sir.
And once
yes,
you come
sir.
To our home track and try to do the same thing, all hell
chaos.
Break loose.
Well, I hope y'all guys can make it down for our trick or treat race, man. We're gonna set a stage for grudge racing this year. We had a damn good one last year, and we're gonna set a stage down in Holly Springs on the 26th. We're gonna set a stage for grudge racing. So I hope y'all come out and see it and witness it. Shit going down.
Wow.
Put that on your calendar, Cadillac.
Huh?
Put that on your calendar, Cadillac. October 26th, trick or treat race in High Spring, Mississippi.
Hey, I want to tell the guys, I was watching the special on ESPN, and they ranked, I'm going to tell you something, they ranked High Springs in the top 10 tracks in the country.
Oh, yeah. It's bad, motherfucker.
That's no bullshit. It was on ESPN. They went to the top 10 tracks, and they said High Springs was one of the best tracks you could ever go to in the top 10 in the country.
Oh yeah, it's a bad motherfucker.
So you can't lose if you go there. I'm just saying.
I know that's Wick track. Tell him I'm gonna lock his ass in on $2, on $5, head up to the eighth.
Hey, Titan.
I'm gonna lock you in for that $10 that Nardo goddamn ass hold me.
But you see, that's what the whole thing is about, Tyson, what you just said. You can afford to bet. Nothing you can afford to lose. As kids said, there's no gold one.
Hey, Connie still on that track, BT?
Who? Miss Connie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, little kid ain't on tonight.
You know, my motto be,
right.
I tell people all the time, my motto, I ain't rich, I just do rich people shit sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, did Wick come back on the line?
His mic is open. He might be on.
What's going on?
Listening,
Wick? Hey, Wick. When I was watching ESPN, I was telling BET that your track was on ESPN, and they ranked it in the top 10 tracks in the country.
Oh, okay.
Those tracks are in the top 10, in the top 10 in the country to race at. And
I didn't, but
the hospitality you guys give out down there is really nice.
Yeah. I hear BT was telling y'all about the trick-or-treat thing. Yeah, if y'all can make it, man, we're going to, like I said, we're going to try to set the stage for grudge racing and grudge racing and get these guys in here and just race, you know, all day. You know, we're going to try to start it. Track over at 11, we're going to try to get the first grudge race. Last year, we got the first grudge race off about 1 o'clock BET, 2 o'clock?
About 1.
And it went, and I mean, it just went from then on. Everybody's just engaged. And Don Mac,
hey,
Tony Fine, K-9, I mean, it's just the white boys, Big Ball Factor. I mean, it was just unbelievable how all the grudge races we was able to get off in that one day. It was nice.
Hey, Wick, I got a question for you, if you don't mind me asking you real quick, sir. If I had a track where you could run 3 days, 24/7, wherever you wanted, what do they call that, Tyson, where you ain't going to have no, what do they call that?
Curfew.
Damn, y'all help me on this one.
Curfew.
Would y'all like that? I'm just shooting
it
out there. Would y'all like that?
Yeah. That'll be good. Grudge racing, 24-hour grudge
yes,
race. Or a 72-hour grudge race thing. Yeah, that'll be nice.
I'll be there.
We're working on it. Me and Slush working on it right now.
I'll be there.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. That'll be something somebody hadn't did. And, that'll be a good one. Just think, you might get a grudge race up at 6 in the morning.
That's right. Wake everybody up. They have to be asleep.
Say bad breath and all.
Hey, look, BET, you be right there in their face.
Tyson, you on there?
Hey,
let's
let
that
kid be talking about grudge race. 6 o'clock
in the morning, grudge race. That's right.
Hey,
we do this, BET, we'll have a mic. He will holler out. That will be your wake-up call in the morning or whenever it's time to go. If you're in the bed seat, if we holler BET with his mic, it's grudge race, grudge race.
Yeah, we'll be there. Y'all do that, we'll be there.
Hey, Sleepy.
Yeah.
Hey, give Wick my number. Tell him and hit me up, Wick.
All right, who is this? Slap.
Check and back.
Check and
back.
Check and back.
Oh, check and back. Oh, okay.
Hey, Wick. Hey, Wick. I got his number. I'll text it to you. Or I'll call you and give it to you.
All right. Okay.
Old Bake. He good old boy, man. He from the Motor City. That boy been in them games for a long time. They race on clay. 75 and clay.
Yeah, we're going to Motor City this year, but we're going to invade Motor City next year. We will invade Lil Tony's race next year. I'm going to make that a promise to the Grudge Gang.
Hey,
Wick,
let me tell you about that track. Let me
be glad
track.
To see you.
It's in our track at 131. Good people, BET. BET was there. BET was there, wasn't he?
What I've been saying, BET.
Oh, ain't no race that you ain't going to attend next year.
Yep.
He planning on taking over next year. So the Grudge will get
hey,
ready for some exciting shit.
Look, he's cooking now.
Might as well get ready.
He
made up his mind.
Hey, BET, this your boy, Kev. I got one question for you.
I'm glad to see y'all guys.
This is my thing in the Grudge Gang. Wick and Tony Bynes are doing something to stay in the game no matter where they go. They might send two cars here, one car there, and they got plenty of cars in the cab. I think them guys are doing a tremendous job, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, people understand what it takes to keep them cars running, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for them guys to do what they're doing, I mean, I really take my hat off to Wick and Tony Bynes. I really do.
Oh yeah, Tony Bynes. Now Tony Bynes a bad motherfucker. Now, that's a bad motherfucker in the Grudge Game. I don't give a damn who don't like him. That's a bad motherfucker. That man work on them goddamn cars, drive them cars, and then go back home with them goddamn cars, man. And it take a motherfucker to do that shit.
It take a trooper to that because a lot of guys ain't dedicated like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta be
like
dedicated
that.
to the game.
That Floyd Mayweather shit, did dedication, hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say this to everybody. I thank everybody, Wick, Tony Bynes, for the boys from Chicago, and I like to say this too, Gagne, his boys, they travel too. They getting their stuff back together now. You know what I mean? They had one car ran time for a while. Not for a while, for about a year. But they've always had cars, you know. They got some street cars, with Fade in Black. I mean, Donnie ain't nobody there doing anything, too. I want to give them their props, too.
Oh, yeah. You can't take nothing from Donnie, man. That guy there trying to go, man. He trying to go.
Was it Tricky Ricky? And shit, Danye was on there. He locked up J.C. Richardson. He locked up, I think, like three, four goddamn races.
On the East Coast?
Yeah, he locked up about four races. He was like, I'm coming for y'all last. No breakage.
But you
he
know
put
what
in
the East
Coast? No breakage.
You know, the East Coast boys said one night, I was Tricky Ricky show, and they took it when we do shootouts. And they, one of the guys got there and said, Big Low, he a class racer. I got there and I said, oh, hell no, let's stop that right now. Big Low ain't no damn class racer. He just doing shootouts. So let's get this straight now, you know. And I think the guys in the East Coast, you know, they're not understanding some of the things, but they're starting to get into it more and more. I'm talking to, you know, guys out there in New York and Maryland and stuff, but
I mean, they recognize you're the game too. But, you know, I just kind of, I want everybody to know that, you know, Big Low is not a class racer. He's just doing shootouts. He's like anybody else, you know. And he's still a grudge racer at them shootouts.
BET, you and Wick coming October the 5th? Detroit?
No, we won't be able to make Detroit on the 5th. We're getting prepared for the Arkansas race on the 12th. We're going to do some testing tomorrow. I'm going to say next week. We're going to do some testing next week to try and go to Arkansas on the 12th.
Prescott?
Yeah, Prescott.
Okay.
Arkansas boys over there, D&D. The little S10 truck, they're doing a race, and we helping them out. We're going to have Tony Bynes and the Texas boys and a few other guys come that way and support them.
Check out the one guy got a Mustang, Mike Lowe.
Mike Lowe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we locked in with the little black truck, Kenny Duke, with the junior car.
Hey, BET, what's going on with Red Ryder? We ain't heard nothing from him in a while.
Who that?
Red Ryder. We ain't heard nothing from him in a while.
Well, you know, 007, he came on the show and said that he done retired it. He sold it. So, you know, he said he can get his hands back on it. This motherfucker act a fool. So, I don't know.
Okay. No, we, you know, we just want to have some people call and ask me that, and I said, well, you know, when I catch a DT, I'll ask, you know, see what's going on. But then, you know what, man? Yeah, Slop's still there.
Hey, Slop. Hey, Slop.
He might put his phone on mute. Got his daughter. She might be running around the house. Might be trying to get her to sleep real quick. I'll text him real quick.
Have you mentioned about who else coming to the October the 5th race?
I know this. I'm gonna give him a promotion that I do know. I know that Tony said that he's giving away $10,000 as guaranteed for $500 entry fee. He don't care if one car show up, two cars show up. He's giving the $10,000 away no matter what.
Yeah.
So that's October 5th, and he did express that he's not going to go on a car count. He's guaranteeing the money. He wants everybody to come. And another guy got on the phone and said, "Well, why would I want to come and give you $500? Put my $500 to win $10,000." And he says, "No games with the money." The money will be there. He's going to show everybody the money, you know. And which Tony is what people are saying about Lil Tony. Lil Tony been racing for years, dude, for years. Tony drove Pro Mod. I think he slowed down a little bit. I don't think he wanted to go that fast no more. He wanted to enjoy himself a little bit. But I wouldn't be surprised if Tony got with some people and they did build a Pro Mod and Tony would drive it. Tony is a hell of a driver. I think right now Tony is just into laying back and enjoying himself, enjoying his kids and his wife and race. You know, when he was younger, he was on the circuit. I know he beat Scotty Cannon in the championship at Norwalk. And Tony was real young. Tony was real young when he beat Scotty Cannon. Scotty Cannon gave him a lot of props for his driving, so he was one to contend with. Then, you know, Tony retired for a while. So, you know, I do know that he's guaranteeing the money. So, you know, if you want to put your hands in, you know, $500 to make $10,000, I don't see why not. Why not come?
Should be a hell of a race.
Hey, man, I would say it's tough wrapping up here. And, shit, everybody need to, you know, guys up here, they talk all that shit, they need to go and let their nuts hang.
Well, I heard that the new live-action Nemesis Mustang was coming that way. To try and get that
$10,000. Oh, okay.
Who?
That new live action old K9 crew.
K9 crew.
You know, we locked them in with Candy Kang in Holly Springs for the 26th.
Where are they out of?
They out of
Georgia.
Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia area.
Nemesis. I think that's the name of the car, Nemesis or something.
Yeah, Nemesis.
Supposed to be badass, man. Ain't no bullshit. Before K9 and them had stopped racing, they was badass before they, you know, when they left the game. So you can bet your ass. It's gonna be something serious, I can tell you that.
Hey Wick, I got a question for you. You ever heard of a guy called what is his name out of Cleveland, Ohio? Tyson, the one I'm talking about. Cole Killer. Who was the guy out of Cleveland, Ohio? I heard he's building a new car to come back to graduation. I talked to a guy the other day.
It was some guy that was just showing everything.
I heard a slight rumor that this car is going to be. It's supposed to be a Tony's race. Let me see if I can find his name real quick.
Yeah, I heard Jay Bond had some guy on from Ohio. I think it was Ohio spoke the new show and everything for a show.
Yeah, we were in the Ohio show for a while trying to get the guys from Ohio, but they didn't want to do it because they couldn't compete with Wick, Tony Bynes.
So what now?
They couldn't compete with you over in Ohio. They had nothing to do. They every time they come to Detroit, we wipe their ass out. And they said they didn't have anything for y'all.
Are you talking about
one thing about it, I know I'm coming to Detroit next year, Michigan next year, and I'm probably going to at least try to get there twice. Try to make two or three Tony races because it seems like him and Slash put on, it don't seem like it. They put on a real good event. BET was telling me about it, and I watched some footage on one of his DVDs, and that's somewhere I want to be next year.
I got the guy's name right now, Killer Brooks. Killer Brooks is doing a new grudge car. He's run Pro Mine for years. Tony know who he is. I heard he's just doing a grudge car. He's coming out with it. And I heard the rumor is he's gonna be at Tony's race on the 5th.
Oh, okay. No.
And Killer Brooks was a bad boy at his time.
Was it?
Yeah, Killer Brooks. If you look him up on the internet on YouTube, look up Killer Brooks, and you'll see who he's talking about. Killer Brooks is the baddest man in Ohio. Out of Cleveland, Ohio.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Well, we're going to welcome him right on in. Lock him in. 1-on-3. We don't care what he got.
Kill him. Hey, Wick, you my boy. But I'm just giving him his props, man. You know, when we find out what he got, we'll call you and get him on the phone. Y'all can talk or y'all can see each other.
Yeah.
But Killer Brooks, he's been a pro mod for years with Tony.
Yeah. Well, we're going to welcome him right on back in the game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep, they said Killer Brooks is going he's wanting to get into the George race. And he's building a brand new car. So hopefully we'll see Killer Brooks out. If y'all want to look him up on the internet, YouTube. He's on YouTube. Look up Killer Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we need some more action to the game, so that won't be no off problem. I'm going to welcome him right on in.
Oh, yeah.
<Back in fact.
laughs> We know you're going to welcome him right on in, Wick.
Wick, was you on the phone, Wick, when I was telling them about, they were saying that I can't do this, I don't have a car, or no? You know, they're telling me I don't know nothing about grudge racing, so I shouldn't be talking the way I talk because I don't have a car. Did you hear me tell them the reason I do the shit I do?
Yeah, you get paid.
And then I got authority to lock cars in?
Yeah. Yeah, you got authority.
So that means I got a car then, right?
Right. I mean, if you don't have a car, you got authority. There's a lot of guys that don't have cars. They got authority. I mean, if you got authority, you got authority.
just like 18-wheeler drivers. There's some guys out here with authority and don't even have 18-wheelers.
You see what it is? What the problem is, they don't want to get in there with BET because they know BET gonna bring their ass out the bushes. So that's why they saying that about it. You know what I mean? They know he got the rights to the lock in car. They don't want them type of problems because they know BET will put their ass on Front Street. That's the problem. So that's why they talk that bullshit about it.
Well, this is my take with BET. BET is in the game. So he comes in to where some people want to say, well, you know, he don't have a car, he ain't shit, he ain't this and that. Well, you got to realize, BET has a life. This is his business. You know, he's not an asshole, but this is his business. So his business is to agitate you and to get you to do something stupid. So don't take it personally. Y'all think, oh, BET is like this all. No, he's not that. He has a family. He has, you know, but when it comes time for him to go to work, that's all BET is saying. I'm at work. If you don't like where I'm at work, then so be it. Am I right, BET, till 36?
All right.
Like I said, like I always said, if he changed, I'd be the first motherfucker calling him a fake-ass motherfucker.
Racing Jim.
I'd be the first one. I'll be the first. I ain't going to even say it. When I see him in person, you fake motherfucker. You done changed.
That's the racing
Jim. Hey. BET ain't going to change. Why do you try to chase BET?
Hey, you hear the new name Sleepy gave me with? Say with.
No, what is it?
Tell it, Sleepy.
BET is the racing pimp.
Who?
The racing pimp.
Oh, racing pimp.
Hey, Wick,
when they say about
pimping, it ain't easy, is it?
No, somebody
got to
do it.
That's right.
Somebody got to bring them out the bushes.
Hey, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that BET want to be a pimp, but he ain't got his papers yet. I got his card. I got to see if I can get it signed. You going to sign it?
Yeah, I signed it for
him. I signed. That's a racing pimp, baby. Racing pimp.
Racing pimp. Hey, BET going to change the game. He's going to change the game. Racing pimp. BET the racing pimp.
Hey, you know
what? The other day said BET got him back out there, so hey, he already doing his job.
Hey, BET, tell him the first thing you're going to say is, bitch better have my money.
How they say, racing ain't dead, the hoes just scared.
Do the huggy ball, bitch, buy my money.
That's right.
Racing ain't dead, the hoes just scared.
Right, but you know what, I just think the thing that people take BET too personally, and it's just business. You know, take it the way you want to take it, you know. That's his job. He's already explaining people
for your
time. This is my job. If you don't like
him,
then fuck
it. Well, what's so funny, Kevin? This is what we came up on, man. We came up just what street racing and grudge racing was all about, man. We came up on motherfuckers talking shit. It always was a motherfucker out there that agitate.
That's it. That's it.
And what happened at the end of the night? You seen a race just by my man
right.
Agitating people, talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Pulling their car,
hey,
talking about what they ain't going to do and shit like that. You know what I mean?
I got you and Bake on the phone from the Motor City right now, right?
Yeah.
Everybody remember Fred? Remember you had the GS do it? Remember them boys? Remember years ago them boys from Waterford had that badass 6-9 Mustang? I mean, 6-9 Camaro used to run. This was back in the day. I'm talking about my daughter was 84, so it was like it'd be 83, 84, right? And this was the first car these white boys out of Waterford had a nitrous on it. They said, this car is run like 990s. It was small block, bad as hell. They whooped Fred, right? Fred said, we was on my other one, like Fred said, oh, God damn it, I'll be back to get you motherfuckers. Fred found the boys had matches on their car. Fred, man, Fred had that Buick. Fred had that Buick redone in a week. In a week. Fred was laying them out.
We had a lot of legends. We had a lot of legends, you know what I'm saying? Like Keith. Like old Keith with a Survivor Camaro.
Right.
He was tearing people ass up a year because he had two cars identical.
Yep. Survivor had two.
You whoop him with one, he'll race you, he'll turn around and race you again the same night, but with a different car, same identical
car. Yes, he did.
With the car.
You couldn't tell the difference between them all. I heard that Survivor was a
Survivor was a bad motherfucker, man.
And Big Drag, they said the baddest boy that would ever come race them from Detroit was Big Drag. They said Big Drag was a bad motherfucker. He had a red or a burgundy Chevelle.
Oh, yeah. That's the only person. The Survivor was the first guy I ever seen carry the wheels on the street in that 69 Camaro. I was a kid. What the fuck just happened?
Hey, wait, if y'all ever come to America and we get some of the guys and take y'all around, and we show some of the streets we used to race on. We don't race on the streets no more out here because the police got too bad, you know. But, man, them boys used to race on Mount Elliott, Grand River. I mean, they used to get down. Get down. They used to be on Clay, 75 and Clay. Man, we used to get out of school and couldn't wait to go watch the races at night in high school.
Oh, man, that's getting it in.
You know, it's just that the older guys, you know, they got some bad cars, but it just got to the point they don't want to deal with the junk crowd. They don't want to deal with that bullshit. They just don't want to deal with it. And they just said it's a bunch of bullshit. It's like Kelly Jones. If I think I can get you, I'll give a fuck if you had a small tire or big tire. Let's do it. And the older guys in Detroit, shit, they go take the car to the track and they have to cut the clocks off, have some fun, make a couple passes, and take them back home. You know, and it's just like I would like to see, you know, us get the history of, you know, the guys who used to do it, you know what I'm saying? And they still want to do it. I mean, look, if you ever come in and catch a Fred show, Fast Show guy, shit, Fred got a car show, man. I'm down Detroit one day. I'm like, where the fuck did this car come from? Where the fuck did this car come from? I'm going to tell him, Tyson, man, what? Kind of like, shit, man, that motherfucker had a car for years. Man, we got some boys that got some Chryslers on cold with Hemis in them. But they just don't want to deal. They don't want to deal during the crowd. They don't want to deal with them. They said, "We come to race. We come to race. We ain't talking about that step shit. We want to race. Maybe we should do a grudge race. We get the old guys and come out there and do it."
Yeah, that's for sure.
Shake and bake. He wasn't the old guys. Bakes out there on Clay and everywhere else out there running.
Yeah, Shake is an old geezer.
Mm-hmm. Shake can take some good
geezer.
Old stories.
What
they got? I thought I turned the light out in the dining room. Is that the light coming off your head, Ty?
Hey.
You better
You better learn to respect this old mute.
Hey, Tyson. Tell him about the mailman when he's running Chryslers on the street. He was a bad motherfucker, too.
Goddamn Velaris and shit. That motherfucker used to drive his Velari on his mail route.
He ain't lying. Mailman was caught there in his uniform. U.S. Postal uniform at the street racing that night.
Than the large.
Yeah. The bride was brown. Man would come out there and say, shit, goddamn, let's get it down. Hitman. You know, we got a lot of guys in Detroit that used to, you know, but they just don't want to do with the bullshit. They thought, man, I don't want to do that bullshit. I stay on the street. But we got a lot of good guys, you know. Go ahead, Bake.
I said, them a lot of them same boys over there that went to mini bikes and go karts now.
Yeah, yeah, Hitman brought a mini bike. I seen on YouTube.
And that's
he had to get something that was fast because his car wasn't.
Cut it out.
Yeah,
I got hit.
Yeah, but hit my boy. I got hit 3 times. He told me I was a lying motherfucker. I was spraying. I told him hit wasn't a spray on this car. But, you know, it's just good to see the legends when they come out.
That's right, that's right.
You know, I wish they get a reunion for all the old guys that come from Detroit, Chicago, from Tennessee, to Georgia, just to come out and race.
Well, Kevin, you need to call Doc James in and check on him, because he's in
the doctor.
Yeah.
He don't retire.
No, he ain't retired. He injured. Call and check on him.
Oh, okay. I will. I'm going to call him tomorrow. I promise you I will.
Yeah, ask him what he got that bandage on his arm for.
Oh, shit. He wasn't messing with Big Brother, was he?
I ain't going to say. Call him and check on him.
Okay, I will.
Ain't his beer hand, is it?
No, he had that middle highlight in the right hand gripping the bike. He's still
I'm going to have to call Stack and ask Stack what he put him into. Old Stack might put over Doc James or something he couldn't handle. You there, babe?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I was thinking about where my boy Sleepy at. He faded off.
I'm right here with you guys reminisce, man. I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere until the show's over.
Hey, I'm gonna send you a couple of dollars so you can put on that truck, man. I wanna see that truck.
I sure appreciate it, man. I ain't turning down nothing. But you can send $1, I'll put that on it.
Hey, sweet, I heard this as a rumor. You sold the truck. That's on me. And what now? I said you sold the truck and brought something new. Who told you that? No, I'm just asking a question, sir. No, sir. Why'd you do something that worked? Hold on, sir. I just asked a question. That's a badass truck you got. That's the prettiest motherfucking ass 10 I've ever seen in my life.
You know that. You know whoever told you that, kid, that's a lie. You know CJ ain't getting that truck.
Just you like Mr. Joe always say, ain't no fire in the pipe, so I ain't got nothing to talk about. Next subject.
Hey, Sleep, you a bad man. Sleep was at you too in Chicago. Sleep was gonna help me drive for a lot of people. I can't wait till he comes back.
It's
gonna be hell to pay. Sleepy was driving for a lot of people, big guys in Chicago.
It's gonna be all right, Kev. Trust me, it's gonna be all right.
Brother, hey, you know I'm going with you. I know you ain't no dumbass to come to racing. I know you know when it ain't working, you ain't gonna tell me, man, it ain't right today. You tell me it's good, you know what I'm saying?
Sleepy ain't got food. Shit, I seen Sleepy had a guy at 141. Guy's like, oh, man, come on, drive my car. Sleepy been driving 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 car We ain't gonna go into that, but he ain't forgot what you said. Don't be his friend now, goddammit.
Oh, no, I can't just sleep. Me and sleep, we laugh and joke, but sleep. That's my boy.
Hey, BT.
Yeah.
When's the next Fat Tuesday?
When the what?
Fat Tuesday.
I understand.
Is it Fat Tuesday? When the next Fat Tuesday?
Oh, I know I've been the new Mardi Gras. I've heard of the Mardi Gras weekend. February 28th. I'm assuming I got a call, told me to put that on my book, so I gotta do a little promotion for that race, and I think it's gonna be at another track, probably about 40-50 miles from Hattiesburg. But it won't be where the last...
It won't be Lena?
No, it won't
be. It won't be Lena?
No, it won't be Lena. It'll be in Collins, Mississippi, next to Philadelphia, where the casino's at. It'll be over there.
Well, that's that new track or something, man.
A little track they call Battlefield Raceway.
Hey, BET, quick question for you. Chad just called from California, said he can't get in.
It's about to go off in a minute anyway. Kev?
Yeah, I think you're behind time, and you only got
like 26.
Yeah, about 24 minutes it'll be going off.
About
anyway.
24 minutes it'll be knocking off anyway.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll make sure we get it next week. Chad has something he wants to say.
Yeah, if you had a three-way, you'd probably call him somebody already on the line. Probably could get him on, but other than that, I doubt it. I know you can't.
No, I don't want to try. I won't try it, BT, because I tried to hang up and end the show, so let me have a good time.
Give me his number, and I can try it.
Give me 1 second. Let me get his number for you.
Hey, BT.
Yeah.
Ain't got no reports about what's going on in Valdosta, huh?
Man, I've been watching live feed from Valdosta. Man, I've been watching it from Wednesday. And, man, them some guys have been doing some fucking racing down there, buddy.
Man, I got to make the trip, man.
Yeah, I've been sitting in front of my computer every day and night with this, watching this shit, man. Big low gap to Chad Henderson down there.
What? I love talking about. Ooh.
Yeah,
man, I'm
go watch
some
hit,
man.
Yeah, T5 knocked a hole in one of the Chicago boys' ass. I think it was either SVO or Turbo GT, one of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, I know they were talking about down there, running 10 cars down there to do this and do that. I missed it, man.
Man, I'm going to have to go back and they got a thing on here that once the show over with, you can always go back and watch it. And I want to see.
Okay.
I want to see where about the grudge shootout, how it went. I missed it. I think I was out with my little daughter, and I missed it. So I'm gonna have to go back and find out when it went down.
Yeah, because somebody said that guaranteed they gonna win that. I forgot who said that. Somebody said they guaranteed they gonna win that grudge shootout. I forgot who said that on one of the shows this week.
I think it was on
Butt Naked Show. I think that was Terry. He wanted to bet DJ that one of the Chicago cars win the shootout or something like that.
Right. Somebody made that comment.
Yeah, one of the boost cars. I think Terry said they brought 10 boost cars down there.
All boost cars, 10 of them.
Yeah, I know Dom. I know Dom was there. I know SVO was there. I know Turbo GT, Lil Boosie, Mantia. A couple more of them. I can't remember all of them, but I know those guys were there.
I'm sure after the show, I'm sure we're going to try to get on and see what I can see.
Hey, is that
yeah, like
that's
I said,
a, Hey guys, they play for like. They're talking about Mercy for Live or something.
Yeah, you can go to let me see what the link is. Hold on. You can go
hey,
to new.livestream.com.
Yes.
And that should pull it up, and it'll be No Mercy for Mike Walter.
Okay.
Promoted Man
hey,
TV.
Trey.
Yeah.
I text Chad's number to you.
I got it. I'm writing it
Jimmy
down.
Calling. Okay.
Yeah, better hurry up.
Yeah,
it
played for 14 hours a day.
Damn, I wish I had known that.
Steve hit me up today, and I was running out the door, and I got it started. I'm like, I wanted to make sure before you know I lost it to ask BET, you know what it was. But I'm interested in seeing, but you know, but BET said you can watch the Grudge Race, and I really want to see it now.
Yeah, it's all on there, man. They had like 70 cars in the X275. Cars in that one class, man. Man, they told me to fuck people down that motherfucker, man. They started the grudge elimination today, and they're gonna end the rest of. They're gonna do the rest of them tomorrow. So, like I said, I don't know who it was. I'm gonna try to catch them motherfuckers and see what the hell I missed.
We should have won that BG.
Well, it wouldn't have been beneficial for me sleeping to go because shit, I couldn't sell it. Hell, everybody would be watching the motherfucker shit, you know.
But some people like having the archives, man. Watch all the winter.
Well, you go right here. Hell, they got it updated. Hell, they got it every day already in DVR. In DVR mode, watch as many motherfucking times you want to. So, you know. It's trackside, replays, instant replays, and all that shit on there. So, you know, it wouldn't be beneficial to me. So, like I said, they did it last year. That's when I quit going, you know. Once they started putting this on live feed, I stopped going. I went to the first two. This is the fourth one, so I went to the first two.
Hey,
where's
the
location?
I would like to be in there and see all in person. They are watching on TV, on video. I would like to be in there and see all that much action. I ain't seen all that much action this year.
Man,
BT. Uh-huh. Hey, all the cars from Michigan, from the boosted and non-boosted, all the cars from Michigan is out.
That's what I
Michigan
figured.
Is gone. So now
that's what I figured.
So now from the boosted cars, they have I think at least 6 cars from Chicago, 4 to 6 cars from Chicago in the boosted cars. I guarantee somebody from Chicago will win that boosted class. As far as the nitrous class, Scotty Ray is going to win that.
Wow.
Hey, fellas, I got Chad on the line.
Hey, what's happening, Chad?
Oh, I don't know. I just got a call saying that I needed to call in because some shit was going down, so... I called in, I hit 1 a couple of times, and nothing happened, so then I hung up and texted whoever the hell texted me, and then I got a call, and I'm on 3-way, and all kinds of shit going on.
Hey, man, we just checking in with you, man. We want you to, you know, we know you try to get on the show. You said you could get on. We're trying to get you in before the show ends, man. We're already having a good time. We know what happened out in California with you, brother.
Same old shit. I just put my car on a set of 275s. I've been trying to figure out that drag radial. That shit ain't no joke. I thought it was hard figuring out my little tiny 26 8.5-inch slick. I'm having a harder time figuring out that 275 drag radial than that 8.5-inch slick.
You got Wick on the phone, man. Wick the man with them drag radials.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've been talking to artists, man. I've only been out on them twice, and I've been a little too aggressive with the power. It'll come in, it'll start to do a wheelie. I'll get them about 16 to 18 inches in the air with the front tires, and then I'll start blowing them off while I got the front wheels in the air. So I put a dual ramp into the progressive, and that just made it so it took a little bit longer before it started blowing them off while the wheels were in the air. So I might have to do a little more suspension adjustments. I'm used to slicks. This is the first time I've ever tried an actual radial tire. The slicks are a whole lot more forgiving than the radials.
Yeah, well, BT, what's my man's name on that mattress company over there? I think over y'all way,
Compucar. 1-800-Nitrous. He got a system.
Yeah,
I've heard
of Compucar.
He got a thing over there that keeps you on the ground.
Yes, sir. Call him, Chad. Call him.
Yeah, no, that's the problem. I put a since the last time I went out when I went to Lena to race Tony when we were supposed to race in Hattiesburg, I just had the plate on the car. Since then, I added a fogger onto the car also, and then I tried using the same. I got that old school Edelbrock progressive controller, and that thing just doesn't carry enough amperage to activate all four solenoids for the fogger. So I've been having problems with my fuel solenoids will come on, but then my nitrous solenoids won't come on unless they're under like 700 PSI, which, I mean, what the hell is the point of running nitrous if it's under 700 PSI?
Right, right.
And so I just switched back to the plate the last weekend. I went out and I ran a true 10-5 race, and last pass I switched back to the plate, and that was that was the first time on the 275s where I decided to do a little wheelie and then smoke the tires while doing a wheelie. I guess I was trying to be like boosted GT and give me a nice picture. Give me a nice picture of doing a wheelie and smoking the tires at the same time.
Oh, okay. Hey, Slosser on the phone. Hey, Chad,
they got a race.
Oh, tell Chad about your race next week. Tell Chad about your race. So, you know, he might think about coming. Tell him about your race. The 10,000 guaranteed.
Oh yeah, we have a year ending race, October 5th at Martin, Michigan, 131, Nightmare on 12th Street. It's a little Halloween event we have in a $10,000 guaranteed purse for the shootout winner. You know, if we have two cars, we're still going to give out the $10,000. You know, it's 29.5W or smaller, or 315 or smaller, any rear suspension, any engine combo, front style stock rotation, 8th mile, you know, going this race for $10,000, you know, to end our little season up here in Michigan.
Damn.
Nice little race. We got a lot of people that's coming out, you know. It's going to be a big event, so.
Man, if I was going to come out for that, I'd pull the motor out of the Mustang, put it back into my 74 Love truck, and come out with some actual heat. My little Mustang, my slow car.
Yeah.
What time them gates open, Slop?
9 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's in Michigan?
Yeah, Martin, Michigan. US 131.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna shut the lights off at 9 o'clock, and we're gonna all the kids we're gonna have a little trick or treat, and they're gonna go to each trailer, and we're gonna give our candy, you know, to all the kids for about an hour and a half.
That's pretty cool.
You got some invites for the South guys. Who are supposed to come?
Yeah, I know K9 is supposed to come. There's some other guys from Georgia. They emailed me and everything on Facebook. They're coming out. So it's quite a few. Well, actually, it's about four or five guys that I know are from down south that's coming up.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm going to get Slot your number, okay?
Hey,
To keep you informed what's going on, you know, when they're doing another race, like, I know it's short notice for you, but, you know, knowing you still might come.
Yeah, no, I mean, you already know me. If the funds are right, I'll go wherever the hell. I wish I was I was trying to make it to the Ducks race, but money just didn't work out. So instead of making it out to the race, I just filled up a whole bunch of bottles for my boy Artis and sent him on his way and hope that he did good.
Right. Right, that's where Artis is not that race that BET talking about.
Is he?
Yeah. Artis is down there. Hey, BET, where's that race at? Tell Chad where that race is at.
In Prescott, Arkansas.
Prescott, Arkansas. Yeah. Man, they got Prescott, Arkansas, and Prescott, Arizona. Prescott, Arizona is a whole lot closer to me.
Yeah, I understand. But, Chad, did you see Big Drag promo that I put out? I think you made a highlight on it.
I don't think that I did, honestly. I didn't really see any promo trailers or anything for the race for Big Drag. I just heard about it, and I thought that it was this weekend, but it was last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was last weekend in Montgomery. But they're doing it again this weekend in Byron. Doing another one.
Oh, okay. So they did kind of a doubleheader.
Yeah.
Because that's why I really wanted to try and make it out to Ducks Race. I was gonna run the 8.5-inch tire class at Ducks Race and then stop at the benefit race for a drag. But money's a little funny right now, so I couldn't make it out there.
Yeah. Well, go on my page, YouTube page, Mr. BET Live, and check that out.
Okay, for sure.
You got the California kid on the phone. Chad. Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
No, man, we can't actually see one of the more assets that Z, that 280Z. We know
oh.
we had little problems.
What happened?
Man.
What happened with that is the race where both cars actually left together was I don't know how many videos are out there of it, but we raced once and I was being a cocky motherfucker like I normally am, and so I just said fuck it, I'll just put it on the plate and just leave it on the plate. I forgot that I had the fogger on a wide open throttle switch, so I only had one bottle in the car. So I hit the gas, and it activated the fogger and the plate at the same time when I hit the button, but it was only spraying nitrous on the plate and nothing on the fogger, and just dumping fuel and pulling timing for the fogger. So that shit went all to hell, and then I told him I'd run it back. So we went to run it back, and I disconnected absolutely everything from the fogger, went into my 7531, made it to where it wasn't pulling out any timing for the fogger, all that stuff. And in between that time, Izzy was out there with this new Sonoma that he's got, and he wanted to make a test pass with it. Ended up going off into the dirt, coming back onto the lane, kicking rocks and dirt and shit up into the lane. We were not going to run it back, but then a couple of my buddies went down there, and they supposedly cleaned up the lane. And told me it was all good, so I go to race, do my burnout, and car launch good, shifted into high gear, everything was good, I was in front the whole time, and then all of a sudden the car started to come around on me, and I was surprised as hell because the car came around on me, and then I looked, and as the car is coming around, I'm looking right at the front fender of the little Z car, and I'm like, well, I ain't about to fucking wreck both of us, so I just got out of it, and they took the money. Yeah, it ain't no big thing. That's racing. Shit's gonna happen.
Yeah, sure.
So we'll end up running it back here. We'll get it back pretty soon. They actually had a problem, little problem at their shop. Security company didn't really do its job, and they had a break-in and got a bunch of their stuff vandalized and stolen and all kinds of stuff. So they're trying to recover from that and get their shit back running. Some haters ran up in their shop and broke up a bunch of their shit and stole motors and carburetors and intake manifolds and race fuel and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
and so they ain't in no position to race right now. So whenever they get back on their feet and they get back ready, we'll run it back.
Yeah, we need to get BET on that. We need to get BET on that. BET, he will find the haters.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, there's haters everywhere. No matter where you at, whenever you're doing something even halfway, there's gonna be motherfuckers hating on you.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to tell BET tonight. There are people get mad on him, but that's just BET. BET is what he does.
No, I mean, No, I was on the phone trying to get in when you guys were having the conversation about that. And yeah, I mean that's just basically the way it goes. I mean, you know, he's out there doing his thing and promoting races and, you know, getting people mad and getting people to agree to stupid ass races that they would never agree to if they weren't mad. You know, that's his damn job. That's like when I was out in Lena and I was supposed to race Tony in Hattiesburg the next day. Me and BET already talked about this and there ain't nothing going on about it. But I had heard from somebody that BET was running around saying that I was going to have to pay the punk out to Tony Bynes because I broke my car. And so I said, fuck that shit. I had my shit fixed 45 minutes later and driving through the pits for everybody to see. Fuck that. I sure as hell didn't drive 2,000 miles to pay no motherfucking punk out.
Right. And I think that's what the guy's saying. You know, BT, I think that was a mix-up, and y'all got it all straightened out.
Yeah, no, yeah. We got that 100% straightened out.
I'm going to make sure you get Slouch's number and, you know, so Slouch can call you when you have this racing so, you know, you can get involved in it, you know. Everybody still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be cut off in a minute here.
Yeah, I know it's gonna shut down, but you know what? Our show, we don't do that Mississippi Joe stuff. We let our show run to the die. We let it run to the die. Am I right, BET?
That's right.
I'm let it run to the die. When it die, it die.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right, but I think you had a pretty good show, and I'm glad to be a part of it, Kevin.
Well,
and Shay.
You know, me and Tim Fisher right now. Me personally, I'll take you a good guy. I ain't got no problem with you. You know, me and you, we had a little spat, and that was done over with. It was 2 minutes, and said, you know, it was over with. But me and Tim, you just doing what you got to do, man. That's your job. You know what I'm saying? You don't take your job home with your daughter, do you? Or you take it home with your kids, your wife? That's your job, brother. You know, I get to the point, I'm just tired of people, man. BET is not wearing this shit, man. I'm tired of this shit. And BET is doing his job. That's what he does. If you don't like it, shut the fuck up.
All right.
That's just BET. All
right.
That's my boy. You know what I'm saying? You, as I told my son, and my son said, well, what? I said, no, you won $1 million with me. You know what I'm saying? You won $1 million. So, you know, that's how I look at it. You know, I just don't back it, BET. That's his job.
No, you already know that's what I mean. That's 90% of the game. That's 90% of the game in grudge. That's 90% of the game in street racing. That's 90% of the game in any kind of racing, is getting the other person off of their game. You know, it don't matter how you do it. It don't matter you talk about their mama, their sister, their brother, their daddy, their uncle. It don't matter. You get them off their game, you get them to agree to some dumbass shit that they would never agree to if they weren't off their game, and you make your fucking money. Yeah, people are going to be mad at you for doing it, but guess what? At the end of the day, you got paid. They didn't.
I'm not mad at BET. I'm glad you got me offended. BET, I'm not mad. They will get mad at you. If you don't like it, then shut the fuck up. You know? Shit, that's BET. You know, like Superman, you know, man, Superman, because he can stop a bullet. Well, I say Superman can stop a bullet and whatever. You know, BET, BET, that's Superman. You know, he got his own.
Hey, is Tyson getting a whooping in the background?
Someone's getting a whooping in the background. Someone's getting a whooping in the background. I don't know if someone got a movie playing or something, but someone getting their ass whooped in the background.
Or getting ready to get a whoop.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that, did y'all?
Oh, I heard that.
Oh, God damn. So my
Tyson gonna need a place to stay tonight.
Hey, you know what? Tyson, my boy. Me and Tyson go back. I'm gonna tell you something about Tyson. We watch the Autorama, right? So I pulled my car and I did something stupid. And Tyson said, "Hey, man, you ain't supposed to do that." And I said, "Oh, okay." And Tyson said, "Hey, man, let me break you into what we got to do here." He said, "Man, you about to fuck up. We none of us come back no more." You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
It was only a handful of us in there.
Right. And I'm just saying, if you don't take what a person's going to tell you and listen to it and be done with it, man, I've been on Tyson now for over 6 years. And we thought around me, I mean, he taught me, so he's like, "Hey, Kevin, you can't do that." And I respect him for it. You know?
I'm still gonna bust your ass, so that ain't nothing new.
Well, you can get any time you want it. And I'm going to stay on 26s with Willie Bars.
We good, Tyson?
You know what? Me and Tyson, Tyson.
When I get through with your preparation, they ain't going to help you. You're going to have to stick a whole ice bag in your ass.
Hey, Tyson. We don't have to get in that spit bullshit. Tyson, we going to run, right? That's it. We ain't going to stick shit. Tyson, I'll fight you. Just talking about I'm going to Willie Bars. You know I'm there, my little tires, 26 tall tires. So we gonna have fun. That's it.
Willie Bars
gonna win. I'm gonna win.
Make sure y'all get a good BT man.
Well, see one thing about it, Shake. It's gonna be so much space in between us that it's gonna be obvious who won.
It's gonna be obvious.
Hey, Chad. Hey Chad.
Yeah.
Hey Chad.
Tell him
you tuned in my car now.
I couldn't hear you. What was that?
I got you tuned in my car.
And he wanna run out the back door safe. I'm gonna put a suit on him at the 8.
Wait, you gonna run out the back door on a 26?
No, Tyson don't even run out the back door on the M26.
I was gonna say, man, that 26 out the back door is a motherfucking problem.
That's a motherfucking. Hey, look, they understand the run I go through now on the 26. Your time don't run out.
I mean, that 26 on the front half of the track, you apply that 26 to right to the 8. That 26 will fucking fly. I mean, so far, I've gone faster on a 26.85 than I've been able to go on a 275 drag radial, and we already know the difference in the times of the 275 drag radial car to the 26.85 slick. But that 275, that 26.85 out the back door, man, my first qualifying hit at Streetcar Super Nationals. I was running some big tire car, and it wasn't even qualifying, it was just a test and tune hit. And some dude on, like, 32, 14s and wheelie bars and all this shit, and a Camaro pulled up next to me. I blew the tires off the line, got back in it, came around him, backed off, came back around him, and then said, "Fuck it, I'm going to run it out the back door." That bitch got sideways at, like, 1,100 feet on 26s. I said, "Fuck that." Those 26s don't play once you get all that tire speed and you get a little bit of wobble into the car. Those things don't play.
They don't understand that.
You ain't got but 5 inches on the ground.
Yeah.
Shit. Man, that 26 is a motherfucker. Make your ass cheek tight, motherfucker.
Yeah, but it's fun. I got a big tire car. I got a 74 Chevy Lev on 32/15s. You know, weighs less than my Mustang and is faster than my Mustang, but it's no fun to drive. I could go out there with the Love Truck, go, I don't know, I don't know. Let's just say I go out there with a love truck, go 460s, 450s all day long.
Right.
But it ain't no damn fun. I'd rather go 520, 530 and actually have to drive the car and have fun.
Right.
We'll do it
both ways. We'll go 8 miles, a quarter mile when we decide to do it. And we're going to do it to have fun. Because it's my boy. And I'm sure he's good people.
Maybe.
It don't matter.
Make sure you call me after you hang up.
All right, Sheik.
But you're right, Chad. A lot of guys don't understand that.
I gotta get out of here. I'm at a little party. Got some people waiting on me. Hit me up with that number that you're telling me about. And
I just lost the number to you. I will.
All right, and I'll talk to y'all a little bit later. You have a good night. All right,
Chad.
All right, Chad.
Yeah. All right, Razor Pimp, you still on?
Huh?
Is Razor Pimp still on?
Well, it's after my hours. I gotta put my face in something.
Well, you ain't tell anybody your business like that. I'm just telling you have to go. What else? Even no glazed on your face.
Yeah, I gotta get glazed. Hey, I'm telling y'all, I need to try it. I'm telling you, I wonder why my skin is so smooth. That's why they need to put me on the front of cover of their goddamn makeup. How my skin is so smooth. Goddamn glaze work, baby.
Mm-hmm. Face hey, look like a baby's
bro.
Face look like a baby's bottle.
Yeah, ain't no question. That shit works. We try it.
Hey, do what you gotta do, brother. Keep it to yourself.
It prevents wrinkles, gray hair. It prevents all the stretch marks. It prevents everything. Everything. You listen to my steps, how I apply it, 1, 2, 3, you'll be all right, I'm telling you.
Tyson, you ain't got it all, brother. We love you.
I can love Tyson.
Hey, Tyson, I want to say this to you, brother. And this is all real bullshit on the side. You be keeping it real on this show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you take a lot of badger from people, but, man, you got in the show and you just let it go, you know?
Man,
you're
I have
real
fun,
man. I know.
If anybody know me,
and
they,
people,
you know,
people,
every time
people want to talk shit. But you know what? Like I told you, I met you years ago at the Autumn Ram, man. You told me, hey, Ken, you can't do that. I'm in there pulling hole shots and shit. You're like, hey, man, you can't be doing that shit. You might get us all thrown out.
You gonna ban all those black folks in that motherfucker.
Right. You like, man, you can't be careful.
They only allowed for a year in that fun bitch, so shit.
But, you know, guys, I'm so glad everybody called in. Tyson can speak to it, and for Tails, too. Tails, let's give a shout out to Tails for his anniversary.
Well, you know, Tails, he's getting a glaze over it right now himself.
Oh, okay.
He going to come, when he gets this glaze, he going to look dark skin.
That's in-house glazing.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I want to say this. BET, man, you know, keep doing what you're doing, man. Don't let anybody change you, you know. My mama always told me this. She said, treat people the way you want to be treated, but don't let anybody change you. And BET, just do your thing, man. I'm just one of these people that, you know, I had my spat with you, and me and we went through it. But, you know, BET, you 1 million with me. You know, I met you when we was down in Alabama, and you shook my hand. We had a good time. We talked. And I just,
like
man, BET, do your thing, man. BET, you got to do what you got to do. You got to take care of your family. You know?
All right.
Like
I
Like I said, man, BET chain, goddamn it, I'm be the first motherfucker to say he's a fake ass racist. He done
right.
changed. So he better not change.
BET, you know what? I'm a co-sign Tyson on that one. I'm a co-sign Tyson. If you change, now you know. I'm going to say you ain't shit and never going to be shit.
Man, this you gotta do, man.
Fuck the motherfuckers, man.
You can't tell the pimp
that
he ain't shit.
Man,
BT,
keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Hey, they said the Cadillac. They only saying if I quit pimping.
Dude, this show. That we have on Friday night, it's about everybody want to speak what they want to speak about and have a good time. It's not about, you know, but you bring up your shit tonight, BT said, if a motherfucker like it for 100, I'm dealing with that. Quit trying to lock these races to buy a race. And Tyson said the same thing, quit locking these races to buy a race. If a motherfucker want to race, take his 500. If you think, well, take his 500, take his 200. Take it.
Hey, I am keeping it real. It's 110, and whoever ain't getting their face blazed right now, they some punk bitches. Good night.
No kiss. Well, Tyson, I'm not getting blazed tonight, so I guess I ain't shit.
Well, we know you a square any goddamn way. you don't count, goddamn it.
That's my boy right there. Double T.
Yes, well, fellas, I'm
Double
out.
T.
Good hearing from all y'all. Shake, Kevin, BT, Wick. It was good from hearing all y'all. On to the next time. I'll holler at y'all later.
All right, baby. Go get your legs.
Make sure you blow your nose afterwards.
No, I'm leaving it in there. That cleaned my nose there.
Boy, y'all boys. That's what I'm talking about, man. A good show. Everybody have a good time.
That's what it's about.
BET. Hey, BET.
Yeah.
I'm going to support your show, brother. I just got your number, man. I am. I'm going to have to hit Chad and I'm going to support your show, too, brother. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, people are going to complain, so what are we going to do about it? You know, the people complain about me, complain about the Shake. Everybody, so, you know, man, do your thing, brother.
I'm going to tell you like this. You better start calling at 445, because that motherfucker, boy, they can't wait to get on my show and hear what I'm going down on the motherfucker ass about.
Hey, Shake.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. BT, what did they tell you, brother? You're doing the right thing. Everybody, your show showed out, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, here it is, man. On Saturday nights, people know we had the show. But you know what? BT on the show, and he'll say what he got to say. You know, and he's, you know, and we all have, this show, man, I like, we have a good time. And I'm telling people to support BET show and get on the show. Listen, if you heard a good show tonight, you have another good show. Listen to BET show.
Yeah.
You know? And if we don't stick together, dude, we ain't nobody.
All right. Yeah, Sleepy, you can go on. Y'all can go on and watch all the events today. Well, shit, I done watched 14 hours of this motherfucking shit. I'm gonna.
Wow, I'm gonna get right on the BET soon as the show ends.
Yeah.
Hey, Sleep.
I've been watching.
Sleep.
I'm trying to go back.
Hey,
now.
Yeah.
Yes,
I want to send some love to you. Boy, I want to send some love to you. Boy, I appreciate you. I appreciate you doing the show tonight. And you working the show. You and
BET. Yeah, I enjoyed it, man.
I love everybody that got on the show tonight. You know, Tao wasn't here. We always would call in, but, you know, he getting a creamy face tonight, so we'll talk about him next week.
Oh, yeah.
But,
you know, Tao ain't on, man. He's
got to
be business.
Yeah, man. His anniversary, so we want to send some love out to him about his anniversary and everything for him and his wife and kids.
That's
and hope everything worked out for him, you know. But you know what, man? I'm gonna tell you something. I've been on sleep for a couple of years now. I've been on sleep for about close to 10 years. And I called him, hey man, he said, man, come on the race. I said, dude, I can't make it, man. Money funny. Sleep said, man, you got your racing fuel. He paid for it. We had a good time. We had a good time that night. You know? That's the night I got hit, man. I wasn't supposed to be hit, man. But we was two match equally cars, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Sleepy one of my hookers, man, he gonna look out for you. And I want to say same for BET. BET is the same person. So, you know, guys, we ain't got nobody else but us, man. We grudge racing, man. We got nobody but us. If we don't sit together and stop this bullshit, we gonna fall apart.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to hold everybody in. But like I said, a week gonna fall anyway. So you know, you can't do too much for the
victory. That's right.
On the strong.
That's right.
The game.
BET, you good people with me, brother. I co-sign check for you any day.
All right.
I gotta tell you that now. You know, I mean, people gonna hate, brother. But you good people with me, man. You know, and I'm done with it. You know, people say they won't say, but I co-sign BET any day. That's his job. If you didn't like it, then you should have got his job when you got his job. They're doing you're envious of his job. BET. Uh-huh. I'm not mad at BET, never will get mad at him. BET will talk shit about everybody he can. That's his job.
Buying the computer up right now. They're ready to get on ride.
Yeah, what did we get? Y'all say go to Mercy 4?
Live stream.
Okay.
Go to new.livestream.com and it should pull it up. And then
getting on it right now. So, BT, you think one of the Chicago movie cars going to win it or what's your prediction, BT, for the show cut up?
Well, I think Lil Boots is down a good chance of winning it.
Okay, yeah, that was a driver, man. That's the one you used to drive Bill's car when he was doing all that winning.
Yeah, I believe him. I favor him.
Yeah,
hold on, guys. Let me tell you this real quick. If Bill's put a little Boosie back in that car, he's back winning again. I'm going to tell you that now. I'm going to tell you who
he was winning. That's who was driving.
Hold on. Let me tell you who's winning, little Boosie. That goddamn Sleepy did. Sleepy said that motherfucker drive. I'm going to tell you something. The first time I ever seen Lil Boosie drive, and he was driving Ben's car, they go back to a pink hole out. Boosie was driving the motherfucker. He got to be sideways and still whoop that boy's ass. So I'm just letting you know, Lil Boosie ain't to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Boosie ain't nothing to play with.
Now, That's my prediction. I think he'll win it.
BET, you put a little Boosty in any car you got down south. You give him a chance for you to it. The Boosty drives shut that motherfucker. He drives, he stole it.
Yeah.
That's my prediction with Biz. Biz is my boy. But Biz ain't winning now because he got a little Boosty in that car. They put a little Boosie back in that car, this shit gonna change.
Yeah, I think it might
that's
be a little
my,
bit
that's
more
my
than
personal
that.
Pick. I'm gonna tell you right now. Little Boosie would drive his ass off. Little Boosie would give a fuck.
Well, they gotta get the car
together. That car is together. I'm telling you right now. Little Boosie could drive the fuck out of a Boost car. That's one black boy I'm gonna give. That motherfucker drives shit out. That motherfucker drives shit out of a Boost car. Why you say he run a Boost car? He got his car and he win it. Nah, he win it. So what's the complaint now? Getting back to BET. Now you're talking about BET. Now you're talking about Lil Boost can drive. He can drive a Boost car. Lil Boost win all these races. Why everybody getting his props? That's a driving black boy. And some of the other people want him to drive for him, too, now. Boosie could drive. That's all I got to say.
I wonder why this damn show staying on so long.
It's show on a long time, man. It
is. Yeah, any other time, this motherfucker been cut off.
Oh, yeah.
We can do it all. We can say all. We can start doing. We're going to look, BT, you said lead this one to the light show. You know what I'm saying?
Goddamn, Tayo paid his light bill.
You goddamn right. And we pay that motherfucker every month. We be on this motherfucker with Tayo all fucking night. We this is one show. Dude, me and Tayo made a decision. It's going to end when it ends. If y'all sing it together, song with you on the phone. You don't see it in the show, you ain't in the show. But this is one show that we do not let anybody say what you can't say, you can't say. And you know what I'm saying? How much care you can't say. And a lot of guys get upset about you, you know. They get upset about it. They don't know about the Saturday show. So what the hell with it? But I do want people to support BET show. Like you said, if you don't want to say shit, don't say shit. But at least go to the knowledge of that, say, I want your show, I'm just listening, BET, and, you know, you're only young. So I go, it's about why, you know. Who gives a damn? People get mad at BET every fucking day. Fuck it. I'm tired of hearing about that shit about BET. BET is BET. If you don't like it, don't participate with it. But when I get my shit right, BET can lock my shit in. He's one of the best VP men in the world right now. That's all I have to say, fellas. I just think. So, yeah, I really get tired of people badging BET. I'm done with this bullshit.
Yeah, I just want to see these guys, man. They talk this shit, man.
BET, this is what I want you to do. BET, do this favor for me. I want you to do this favor for me. Tell the motherfucker, look, dog. You ain't got locked in for fucking 2011. Motherfucker, lock in for 200. You know what I'm saying? I want you to. The fans want to see a race. They want to see a race. And she did the same thing, mate. I'm tired of motherfuckers testing all day. But it's gonna take y'all to make a change. And we stand together with our heart. I'm not gonna say one. I'm saying 1 million. I told my son 1 million. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. So it's time you guys to lock in for 1,000 or whatever. Man, who wants to race? Lock in 100, lock in 200, lock in. Man, make it feasible for yourself. I can't lock in, I'm going to tell you right now, I can't lock in with nobody for a song. I don't give a fuck if I had it, I still wouldn't do it. I'm going to lock in with BET, lock in with you, but you know you're going to afford to lose. There's kids that have no gold money. I got that no gold money. When I get ready to run, I'm gonna run where I can lock in. And I like to lock in. I don't mind like if we got 100, 200. Understand that? I'm only gonna lock in with you. For 100, 200, now I'm done with it. But BET, you do your thing, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Doing your thing,
bro. Shake it, baby. You still online?
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting ready to give you a call, man. Hey, plus, I'm getting ready to shut down so I can watch this live feed at BET. Dave, come here and get a shake to call, man. I'll talk to you about next weekend. Have a blessed weekend, brother.
All right, sir.
Hey, BET, you said new.livestream.com?
It's, new.livestream.com.
And what we supposed to look up under that?
It'll be No Mercy 4.
No what?
Yeah, No Mercy 4.
No
yep,
Mercy,
that's
No
that's,
Mercy.
I can't hear him, Kevin.
No mercy. No mercy for.
Okay.
Say BET.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to shut the show down, brother, or you want to let it go out? It's up to you.
Yeah, we can go on and get out of here. Hell, everybody gone anyway, so we can go ahead. All
right, BET. Hey, BET. I better see you next Saturday, brother.
Yeah.
You want 1 million, right? They say we'll have 1 million.
Yeah,
I miss my show, so I'm on the road driving. But after BET, I want to let you guys know I'm trying to get everybody's show, and I just forget to call them the show when I'm on their road running. So, you know, just want everybody to know. I don't try to be funny, but it's nobody's show. Nobody's show.
I've already committed for next weekend, so I couldn't. I couldn't come up there after I'd already committed to them guys. So, you know, like I said, we gotta bait up, man. We gotta test, man, and we gotta go over there and get them Texas boys. Them Texas boys want our ass, and we going over there to support them on the 12th and accommodate them. So I'm rolling with Prime Time at 9:01. We going to kick ass.
Right. That's all of our brother support. Yeah. You're doing the right thing. Because one day you're going to support me and say, hey, Kevin, I'm rolling with you. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You got to do what you got to do. All right, brother. Peace and love to everybody. I love all y'all. Keep it going. All
right. We'll try to hear from you. If I don't hear from you Wednesday, we'll catch you next week.
Yeah, I'm going to call in, brother. I'm going to call in. I'll be on the road, so I'll hit you up and let you know I'm on the line. I'll at least text you. Let you know I'm listening or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that'll work.
All right, brother. You stay up.
All right, you too, man.
All right, bro.